with Air America Radio's Morning Sedition.
Morning Sedition with Mark Maron and Mark Riley on Air America Radio.
My name is Marco Haraldson. You may recall that name, or maybe you remember my somewhat obnoxious ad. You know, the guy standing in front of the red Mercedes with the headline screaming, "How to Wake Up the Financial Genius Inside You." Yes, that was the name of my first book that sold more than 2 million copies. But more importantly, that book has helped thousands of people make many millions of dollars. Well, I'm not so young anymore, but I've learned so much more about how ordinary people can make a fortune today starting with nothing. My key wealth creation formulas are in my new book, The Next Step to Waking Up the Financial Genius Inside You. For more details, check out my website, www.wakeupgenius.com. Again, that's wakeupgenius.com. What does it take to be a financial genius today, or to make $1 million, and what are the steps to do it? Start by visiting wakeupgenius.com. You have everything to gain.
Trick, you just don't get the blah, 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 blah. Or treat.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
No tricks here, just the truth. All day, every day. And your chance to win $1,000 treats four times a day. Sign up now on AM$7 four times a day. Less commercial interruption. More time for progressive talk.
AM760.
Now, CBS News.
KKZN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. With more rain on the way, Southern California could be in for fresh floods and mudslides. KCBS-TV's Lisa Siegel tells us what she saw in Burbank after one slide triggered by yesterday's downpour.
A lot of mud and a lot of debris. And a few cars that had actually rolled down, they'd gone down the hill and into some driveways. We saw one car that actually went into the driveway, right into a space that said no parking.
Police and National Guardsmen are going door-to-door in Taunton, Massachusetts, evacuating more residents from homes along the Mill River, where a rain-swollen dam could burst at any time. WBZ-TV's Karen Anderson has the latest.
The National Guard has been called in to help deal with the evacuations. There are dive teams here to help deal with any rescues if they become necessary.
More than 2,000 people have already left for higher ground. Schools, businesses, and government offices in downtown Taunton have been closed. Tropical Storm Wilma is parked well off the Cayman Islands, and that's not good news for Florida's Gulf Coast.
Wilma continues to strengthen, although she's not moving much. She's almost in the same position where she was yesterday morning at this time. However, she's close to becoming a hurricane and will probably become a hurricane later today.
CBS News meteorologist George Cullen says Wilma could wallop parts of Florida by the weekend. Doesn't look like the storm will affect Louisiana or Mississippi. On Capitol Hill, Supreme Court nominee Harriet Meyer's latest round of meetings with key senators apparently didn't help her cause. New York Democrat Charles Schumer.
I didn't learn answers to so many important questions. On many, she wouldn't give answers, and on many others, she deferred.
Critics on both sides of the aisle say they just don't know where Meyer stands on abortion and other critical issues. They should find out a little more today when she hands in her answers to a 12-page Senate Judiciary Committee questionnaire. In Iraq, officials are double-checking ballots from Saturday's constitutional referendum. CBS's Alan Pizzi in Baghdad tells us why.
Election Commission officials here are looking into what they call unusually high returns from some areas. The voter turnout is one thing, but now they're getting reports saying that up to 99% of the voters approve the Constitution in some areas. That does seem a little excessive. As one electoral official said, anything over 90%, you start to get suspicious.
In the California Bay Area, days after his wife was found murdered, top criminal defense lawyer Daniel Horowitz has dropped out of a high-profile murder trial. The trial judge declared a mistrial, co-counsel Ivan Gold.
We were doing well in there. We were winning this case. The jurors were finding out what the real truth was. This was hard for us to do, but we have no choice.
And police say they still have no suspects in the Horowitz murder case. Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are about a point higher. This is CBS News.
I'm concerned about my son Jesse's height. He's small for a 15-year-old.
Have you tried Height Max?
What's that?
Height Max is a new height-enhancing supplement that helps 12 to 25-year-olds maximize their growth potential. It's a patented blend of vitamins, herbs, and amino acids, and you don't need a prescription.
How do I order Height Max?
Call them direct at 1-877-GROW-TALL. There is a 30-day risk-free offer going on now.
Ah, that's easy. 1-877-GROW-TALL.
Or buy it on the web at heightmax.com.
Order today and grow taller with Height Max. Height Max is a subsidiary of Sunny Health Nutrition Technology.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Give someone special to you the gift that will be remembered for years to come. Name a star after them. The Star Registry will name a star after anyone on your gift list for $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. It's the perfect gift for birthdays, weddings, and just about any occasion. Give the ultimate gift. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. We proudly support the Starlight Starbright Children's Foundation.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
So far, we're looking really good this morning. I-25 checking clear in both directions into downtown and through T-Rex. We do have a little bit of bunching up north right around 84th Avenue. Now, I-70 moving along fine from Wheat Ridge over to Aurora, 225 and C-470. Trouble-free at the moment. And checking Boulder Street, still pretty quiet on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal and Highway 93. The Turnpike's doing well east and westbound through Broomfield and Westminster. And we are dealing with a power outage in Aurora, so expect lots of dark intersections. You want to treat those as four-way stops. Now checking the forecast, going to be sunny today with highs in the upper 70s, already 49 degrees. Liberty Mutual offers CU Boulder graduates up to 10% off auto insurance. That's right, all you have to be is a University of Colorado graduate to be eligible. So call Liberty Mutual today and find out how much money you could be saving on auto insurance. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Last year, Al Franken came to Boulder and rocked the house. It was standing room only at the Boulder Theater.
Welcome to the Al Franken Show, everybody, across the country. We're coming to you from Boulder.
And it will be another packed event when Al brings his show to Boulder on Wednesday, November 16th. To be in the audience at the Boulder Theater for Al's show, check out am760.net. Free general admission tickets are now available.
Mile High City.
Brought to you by AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by Posture D in the Orange Box. Calcium plus phosphorus for healthy bones. I'm Charles Osgood. For General Motors, which has been losing money hand over fist, $3 billion in the hole already this year, and losing market share as well, some good news was badly needed, and yesterday there was some from GM's boss, Rick Wagoner.
Today I'm very pleased to announce that the UAW and GM have reached a tentative agreement.
If approved, it will save GM a lot of money.
This tentative health care agreement is projected to reduce GM's retiree health care liabilities by approximately 25% of the hourly liability, or $15 billion.
What's good for General Motors after this for Posture D? Posture D is ahead of its time, being the only leading brand of calcium supplement with phosphorus. The new Surgeon General's report on bone health says this, quote, deficiencies, particularly of vitamin D, calcium, and phosphorus, can result in the formation of weak, poorly mineralized bones, end quote. So for the millions of women who are phosphorus deficient, there's Posture D in the orange box. Because building bones without phosphorus is preposterous.
Are you one of the millions of seniors trying to decide which Medicare Part D prescription drug plan is right for you? Help is as close as your nearby Save-On or Osco pharmacy. We can set up an appointment with you to help answer your questions about this new plan. You'll find free brochures to better understand your options. Plus, bring in a list of the medications you're taking, and we'll provide you with a list of drug plan options that cover those medications. The help you need is as close as your Save-On and Osco pharmacies. Stop by today.
The cost of a GM vehicle reflects not only the pay and benefits for the workers who made that car, but also for those who used to make cars. And we're talking about a lot of money, says Chairman and CEO Rick Wagoner.
The current post-retiree health care liability on our balance sheet for U.S. retirees is $61 billion. The terms of the agreement that we've reached would reduce that liability by 25% by $15 billion.
A lot of money indeed, say industry analysts.
It was significant and I think was in line with what is needed to correct their cost problem and profit problem.
It saves the company money, says David Cole, auto analyst at the University of Michigan. But does it save the company?
This remains an extremely competitive business and nobody's future is really assured in the kind of an environment that we have here, but this was a very good start for GM, in my opinion.
Now comes the hard part.
Our next steps will be to work this plan in detail with the affected unions, and we're planning to announce further details on this manufacturing restructuring by the end of this year.
What both the company and its workers have at stake is everything. David Cole.
What we are really seeing today is this shift in this historic relationship between labor and management, which over the years tended to be more of a confrontational relationship.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Jackson, you could be one of the finest defensive ends this school's ever seen.
Thanks, Coach.
You just give me 110%.
Actually, sir, that's mathematically impossible. I've budgeted 7% of my time for football.
Seven?
The rest of the time, I'll be studying to become an accountant's financial specialist.
Account what?
Accountant's. They get you the best accounting job.
You're 300 pounds and quick as a rabbit, son. You can play on any pro team you want.
But I
want
to play on the same team with Bob.
We got a quarterback named Bob.
Accountant's is the world's leader in specialized financial staffing. Visit us at accountant's.com.
The Osgood File, October 18th, 2005.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:09, 9 minutes after 6 a.m., 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny today, a high of around 78, 303-713-7600. On the World Area this morning, Jay Marvin along with you. And it is cold in here as usual. I don't know what the deal is about heating. I can't wait to try this place out in, like, say, December or January. Well, I got, you know, I want to start the show off this morning with some interesting news. President Bush's job approval rating continues to plummet, with 39% of Americans surveyed in the latest CNN USA Today Gallup poll supporting his performance, compared to 58% expressing disapproval. The approval rating was the lowest poll, lowest that the poll has recorded during Bush's presidency, down from 45% in a survey taken September 26th through the 28th, and the disapproval rating was up from 50%. The latest poll results released Monday are based on interviews with 1,012 adult Americans conducted by telephone October 13th through the 16th. In both surveys, the questions on approval ratings had a sampling error of plus or minus 3 percentage points. Bush has seen his approval rating steadily declined since he was sworn in for a second term in January, with 57% approved of his handling of the job and 40% disapproved back at that time when he was sworn in on for a second term. The rating in September 26-28 poll was an uptick that reflected the public's generally favorable view of the way Bush handled Hurricane Rita. His previous low of 40% came early in September and reflected the public's strongly negative views of his actions following Hurricane Katrina. Until then, pollsters attributed the president's poll slippage largely to perceptions of the administration's handling of the war in Iraq. In the latest poll, Bush's support appeared to have eroded even among suburban residents, who have been among his strongest backers, falling from 51% last month's poll to 41% in the latest survey. And among urban residents, his approval rating did not budge from 34%, and among rural residents, it was almost the same at 44% versus 45% last month. The sampling error for these and other questions that were broken down among groups was plus or minus 7 percentage points. The base remained supportive of George W. Bush. Bush's base has remained largely supportive, with 62% of the respondents who describe themselves as conservatives approving his performance. That's down from 68% last month. So Bush's job rating continues to drop. Polls show the president's performance level, or approval rating rather, at an all-time low. So we got that on the fire here this morning. The other thing, you know, in the CIA leak probe in the Valerie Plame case, it now looks like Dick Cheney's office is under investigation. So we'll have to see what comes at that. Wouldn't that be amazing if Patrick Fitzgerald were to go after the Vice President Dick Cheney? Can you imagine? Can you imagine what that would do? And here's a story. I don't know if you're listening to Ed Schultz yesterday, you probably heard this. The United States military's Armed Forces Radio revised the decision to add the Ed Schultz Show to their lineup. Schultz was told September the 29th, and this is a story that appears on Raw Story. Schultz was told September 29th he would be added to the military's programming yesterday. But that decision was reversed in the morning. His producers are currently seeking answers from the military. On his program Friday, Schultz attacked Allison Barber, an armed forces official, over President Bush's staged conversation with U.S. troops in Iraq. Barber is the Assistant Secretary of Defense. Armed Forces Radio provides programming to American troops
wherever they are stationed abroad. The network carries newscasts from a variety of outlets, including NPR, the Associated Press, along with commentary from Rush Limbaugh, you people, and Dr. Laura. Go take on the day, Dr. Laura. How about those nude photos? Among others. Barber told producer James Holm that the Ed Schultz show would not start on AFR today because her boss, Pentagon spokesman Larry DeRita, was out of the country and couldn't approve it. Barber also said she was going out of the country soon for a week and a half. Holm asked Barber if the show would begin when DeRita and Barber returned. Barber said she couldn't comment on that. She couldn't guarantee it, rather. So, you know, I want to get your reaction to this. I mean, if, you know, and we're going to talk to Ed Schultz this morning at 8:35. But here's Armed Forces Radio. It's taxpayer-supported. I mean, that means you and I, our bucks go in to keep the thing afloat. And, you know, it's a good thing to have. But why Rush Limbaugh and no Ed Schultz? I mean, is this really fair? And it made me feel like yesterday what I wanted to do was I wanted to write my congressman and senator, plural, Wayne Allard. Write Wayne Allard and also write Ken Salazar and say, hey, you know what? This isn't right. This is not right to have Rush Limbaugh on there, but nobody from the other side. I mean, there's no Al Franken on there. There's no Ed Schultz. And that they were going to put Ed Schultz on, and then they reneged on him. Simply because he criticized the Pentagon. That's censorship. And I thought that the whole idea of fighting in Iraq was for freedom and democracy and an open society when we can't even have a freer democratic open society here at home. Now, I know I can't be the only one on this page. There's got to be others of you out there who think the exact same thing, or maybe you hadn't heard the story yet. But to have Rush Limbaugh on there, and there's an NPR, but there's no Ed Schultz. How is that fair? I don't understand that. I mean, so he critiqued the Pentagon. So he went after Bush about the staged press conference. So he went after this woman, Allison Barber. Suddenly now he can't get on Armed Forces Radio? That's not what this is a country should be about. It should be about that all opinions should be welcome. And that everybody should be welcome on a taxpayer-supported institution, which is what Armed Forces Radio is. I mean, it's not as if it's a private enterprise where people can make decisions on what to present and what not to present. And I think we're getting the short shrift on this, and I think Ed's getting the short shrift on it, too. 303-713-7600, if you want to get off your half moons and react to this early in the morning. I'm not sure that there's a pro and con to this at all, except, the con idea that if you've got Limbaugh on there, why the hell wouldn't you have Ed Schultz on there? Or anybody on there who represents another point of view? I just, you know, it's censorship. And it's censorship in the last place it should be, which is a taxpayer-supported institution. 66 Colorado. At Rockies, they have every make and model you can think of. From Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. And they've got it all in one convenient location, too, at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike. And right now, Rockies has their matching down incentive going on up to $1,500. So if you put $1,500 down, they'll match it with $1,500, and it's like having $3,000 down, or put $1,000 down and they'll match it, and it's like having $2,000 down. And at Rockies, I'll show you Carfax, tell you everything you need to know about the car you're planning to buy. It's as simple as that, and they cover you with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles. United Car Care has this, and it's 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. So you can't beat Rockies, where you get the most bang for your buck and good people to deal with, too. People like Colby and the Tower of Power and Ruben and all sorts of great folks out there. Fred Labrato out there to take care of you.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can, too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have have a guarantee of good service. American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right. They're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-226-9008. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-773-3118. That's 1-800-773-3118. 1-800-773-3118.
55 Tree or visit LendingTree.com. Equal housing opportunity. See website for licensing.
You can now get up on the left side of the bed. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
6:20, 20 minutes after 6, high today around 78, mostly sunny with a high around 78. Did I just say that? I just said that. And the weather, though, is going to change. It's going to become partly cloudy tonight and low around 44. And then on Wednesday, showers likely and cloudy and a high near 51. But, you know, I don't mind rain. I kind of like rain. Just as long as we don't get as much rain as they're getting in Massachusetts. All right. We're talking about Ed Schultz not being allowed on Armed Forces Radio also. And you can call in on any of these things, I guess. Bush's job approval rating continuing to drop. Coming up after 7 o'clock, we're going to talk about Iraq. And then at 8 o'clock, we're going to talk about a continuation of what we were talking about yesterday about immigration and about illegal immigration and about this whole thing about English versus Spanish. And we'll talk to Luis Urrea about that, author of The Devil's Highway. And then we're going to talk to Ed Schultz at hopefully at 8:35 to ask him about this whole military, the Armed Forces Radio, the AFR deal, and AFRN is usually what they call it, the Armed Forces Radio Network, about how he can't get on there or about how they won't let him on. The other thing I brought up, too, about Cheney's office is the focus of a leak case. As the investigation into the leak of CIA agent's name hurdles to an apparent conclusion, Special Prosecutor Patrick J. Fitzgerald has zeroed in on the role of Vice President Cheney's office. According to lawyers familiar with the case and government officials, the prosecutor has assembled evidence that suggests Cheney's longstanding tensions with the CIA contributed to the unmasking of Operative Valerie Plame. In a grand jury sessions, including with New York Times reporter Judith Miller, Fitzgerald had pressed witnesses on what Cheney may have known about the effort to push back against ex-diplomatic and Iraqi war critic Joseph Wilson. Now, you know something? If Cheney was mad about this, do you think that he just went to Scooter Libby and other people in the vice president's office and just said, here, and I heard Chris Matthews talking about this last night on Hardball, and he raises a really good point. Do you think that they just go, Cheney just goes and says, okay, you know what? Take care of it, and I don't want to know how you do it. Take care of this guy Wilson and the CIA, and I don't want to know how you do it. Or do you think that he knows or knew what went on here every inch of the way, including pushing back against ex-diplomat and Iraqi war critic Joseph Wilson, and including the leak of his wife's position at the CIA. Miller and others, this whole thing has got to come to an end soon. So it's either this week or next week that if anybody's going to be indicted, that they're going to have to get a target letter. There's no question about it. And Fitzgerald has focused more on the role of Cheney's top aides, including Chief of Staff I. Lewis Scooter Libby. Lawyers involved in the case said. One former CIA official told prosecutors early in the probe efforts by Cheney's office and his allies at the National Security Council to obtain information about Wilson's trip as long as 2 months before a plane was unmasked in July 2003, according to a person familiar with the account. It's not clear whether Fitzgerald plans to charge anyone inside the Bush administration with a crime, but with the case reaching a climax, administration officials are braced for possible indictments as early as this week. Well, today's Tuesday, so if something's going to happen, it's got to happen pretty soon. As I said before, they usually send a target letter. So that target letter has got to go out sometime this week or early next. And I should pull out that piece of paper from a couple of weeks ago to see how most of you voted that Karl Rove was going to get it, and to see if your opinions change now. 303-713-7600. You can talk about any of this stuff that I brought up here in the last 20 minutes or so. And we got Jim in Golden. Jim, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Well, good morning, Jay. Thank you for taking my call. Happy Tuesday.
Hey, happy Tuesday to you too. We're almost the middle of the week now.
Well, obviously, anybody that wants to say anything negative against the government is certainly going to be cut off. But what I don't understand is how the government can choose a Rush Limbaugh, who, I don't think he's been accused or, he hasn't made it through his court process yet on his drug abuse. But what kind of character is this that they put on for the troops? I don't understand that part of it. And I don't listen, I don't know if he can get the Armed Forces Radio, here or anywhere, who else they might even have on there as a talk show host. But why do they have anybody on there? The troops get plenty of propaganda. My wife has a son in the Navy. He can't stand the administration. We have a nephew that's outside of Fallujah. He's so brainwashed when he writes us or emails us, he's all for the war. So they get plenty of propaganda.
Well, I don't, what you bring up about Limbaugh is an interesting question. He hasn't been charged with anything. However, they're still, right now they're wrangling in court over seeking his doctor's records. He has been, he admits to having an OxyContin addiction, or admitted to having one. And the prosecution there in Florida, I think, is trying to get a doctor shopping case going against him. But I think it's very interesting that here's a guy who admits that he took OxyContin or hillbilly heroin, and you're right, he's still on Armed Forces Radio. And here's Ed Schultz, who basically has never done anything wrong, except that possibly that he criticized the Pentagon, and he can't get on. I don't think that that's fair at all, and I think that, it's a taxpayer. As I said before, look, this is not a private enterprise. Armed Forces Radio Network is not a private enterprise. It's a taxpayer-supported institution. So what about those of us who want Ed Schultz on there? And we pay our taxes to support this thing. Don't we have something to say about it? Both sides should be represented.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've given out the AARP number before on your radio station. And it's very easy to call up Allard and Salazar and all the other cronies out there and complain. But I can't really solve that problem. But the one joy that I had in my life was watching the baseball game last night. And if you got a chance to stay up that late to see the Cardinals beat the Houston Astros.
No, I didn't see it, but I didn't see it. But I love Tony La Russa, so.
Oh, yeah. Tony La Russa, what a guy. But they kept showing Daddy George and Barbara behind home plate, and Daddy George was waving his diaper in the air. And it was so cool. It was so wonderful to see that whole crowd just have the air knocked out of them. It was,
yeah.
You know, being from all those people being from Texas, so much joy taken out of their hearts at the last in the last inning was absolutely thrilling for me, absolutely thrilling. And of course, I was on the phone with my sister who lives down in Corpus Christi, who was watching the game, and she was just, you know, happy as can be. But we got off the phone in the seventh inning, so she didn't have a whole lot of joy either. But boy, I tell you, anytime you can hurt the bushes, it's a joy.
Even if it's through baseball,
even
right?
If it's watching baseball, even when he was out there waving his diaper around in the air, and to realize that they lost the game was just thrilling, just absolutely wonderful.
Well, his son doesn't get good news this week either, with the polls showing that his approval rating is an all-time low and that his job rating continues to drop. I mean, pretty soon it's going to be down to about 35%, which will be just the base period, and then, or, you know, 38%, and nobody else. I mean, the base is hanging in, but everybody else has gone south on this guy, and I guess maybe they're finally waking up and realizing that, you know something, he really doesn't know what the hell he's doing.
Well, he waves around a dirty diaper, whereas Daddy has a clean one at least.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I just know that he just doesn't know the hell what he's doing.
Oh, absolutely. The man is a complete moron. He's a lapdog president. He's a puppet. He's the puppet on the string. I mean, it's so unfortunate that people in this country, finally, I guess they're getting it because the polls are dropping. And if there was another major national catastrophe, like a pandemic or another hurricane, you know what I'm talking about.
Something, well, there's a hurricane possibly out there now in the Caribbean.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is, and I'm sure they're getting ready for it. Whether Georgie's getting ready for it or not, he's out playing golf, sleeping, doing something. He can't handle the job. That's why he put all these friends and cronies and all the different people that he could find in office, hoping that they could do the job, because he had no desire to do the job other than to be a stand-up comic. And he's done a great job of being a stand-up comic.
Yeah, I agree. Jim, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Well, you have a great week. It's really been nice. Jay, it's really been nice. And that's what I was thinking. Al Franken coming to town? Wow. Can I get a ticket?
Well, you got to show up and get one.
I'll be there.
All right.
Okay, thanks a lot. Bye.
All right, you can go to our studios either here in Boulder or down there at the Tech Center and pick up your free tickets. If you want more information about Al Franken coming to town, log on to am760.net. 6:29, actually coming up on 6:30 here on AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. And let's get a look at progressive traffic now. And I believe it's with Bailey.
Yes, it is. Thanks, Jay. More people heading out, and that means we're seeing some trouble. Two separate accidents out on I-25 just past 84th Avenue. Have a three-car crash off to the right shoulder, then a two-car accident blocking the right lane. So expect some pretty heavy jams right now from 104th on down. Now, once you get by the crash, looking good. For the ride into downtown and through T-Rex, I-70, also in good shape, east and westbound. 225 and C-470 starting to pick up just a little bit. And looking at Boulder streets, we're busy once again on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, and the turnpike still moving along fine. East and westbound through Bloomfield and Westminster. Now, we are dealing with a power outage in Aurora, so expect lots of dark intersections this morning. You want to treat those as four-way stops just to be safe. Now, checking the forecast, sunny today with highs in the upper 70s. It's 49 degrees right now. Frontier Airlines now flies to more cities than ever before. All told, the Frontier Network serves over 45 destinations spanning the nation, plus 7 resorts in Mexico. Book your next flight at frontierairlines.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Titan is now offering you auto insurance at lower rates. Want to pay less? Then call 1-800-TITAN-UP for more details.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
No other radio program would attempt this. At 6:33, 27 minutes away from 7 o'clock, high today of around 78, the Sex Pistols at this time of the morning. Way to go, producer John Turk. Yeah. God's like a queen. The fascist regime. Well, that'll scare a few people off. 303-713-7600. We got a bunch of stuff to talk about this morning. We want to talk about Bush's poll ratings dropping, about Ed Schultz being denied getting on Armed Forces Radio, which is, to me, is an absolute censorship and it's travesty, and we'll talk to him at 8:35 about it this morning. Also, anybody want to comment about the whole Plamegate leak situation and the fact that they are zeroing in on Vice President Dick Cheney's office and possibly Vice President Dick Cheney? These are what lawyers close to Fitzgerald and close to the case say. So we'll have to see what comes out of this. And they've got to send out, if they're going to indict anybody, they've got to send those target letters out soon. Because a grand jury only goes until next week unless Fitzgerald either asks for an extension or wants to impanel another grand jury. Let's go to Mike, who is from Wisconsin, and he's here in Denver. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Oh, hi.
How you doing? Where are you from in Wisconsin?
I'm from Milwaukee.
I used to work in Milwaukee.
I'm from Milwaukee, and I went to school in Madison, and I went to medical school at the University of California, and I'm here for a medical conference.
Oh, wow.
And I just wanted to tell you, I discovered your channel, and I think it's absolutely fantastic. I've been listening to it the entire time I've been here when I'm driving to the conference.
Well, thank you.
And with... I hope that we nail Cheney, and I hope we impeach him, and I hope they get tried for treason. That's where I'm coming from. But I want to change the subject a bit.
Sure.
I'm going to a medical conference. I'm a radiation oncologist, and I want to bring up the sad state of the health care in the United States. We need some kind of universal coverage, and I go to this conference, and it's just a feeding fest for the I call it the medical, industrial, academic complex. The American people are just absolutely ripped off in cancer care. The exploitation, the greed is unbelievable. I've sort of dropped out of the system, and I'm in the process of writing a book about this, but I didn't mean to change the subject.
No, it's all right. You can talk about anything this morning. It's early in the morning. No one cares.
The abuse, the abuse and the greed that goes on in our medical industry is just outrageous, and unfortunately I don't see it improving for the better, because there's so much money involved, and the people that are making this money have so much power. It's going to be very, very difficult to change.
We've talked about health care before on this show, and about, I think most of us, or a lot of us here, agree that we need some form of universal health care. But I always tell that old joke, about the guy says to God, when will there be universal health care coverage in this country? And God says, not in my lifetime. You're right, it's going to be extremely rough to get it done, but we've got to get candidates to come forward and talk about it. We need to do something about the health care system. We've got 45 million Americans in this country who have no health care, and plus, our health care is more expensive than any other Western industrialized country.
You're absolutely correct, and I've been meeting at the conference with one of my old friends from Norway, and they have a system that provides excellent health care. Everyone's covered. There's no duplication of facilities, et cetera, but we just don't have the will. And the American people just aren't willing to stand up and demand things. I mean, we should have stood up and demanded that the entire Florida vote count be completed in 2000, and now we're paying the price. So I guess we get what we deserve. I those are my comments. I enjoy your show. It's absolutely great.
Well, thank you, and I lived in Milwaukee for 7 months and worked at WTMJ. You familiar with that station?
Oh, yeah, sure. But unfortunately, WTMJ has become a right-wing radio station now, too.
Yeah, it was pretty right-wing when I was there, and after about 7 months, I couldn't take it, so I walked out.
It's increasingly right-wing, and they control the only newspaper in the city. It's the biggest newspaper in the state.
Right.
And it demonstrates what's happened in this country with consolidation of media. And so the people of Wisconsin are very loyal to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, which is the standard bearer newspaper of the state. And they remember it as a liberal or progressive newspaper from the 1950s and 60s. But unfortunately, it's been a become a conservative weapon, and you know, a lot of people don't even realize it.
Yep, it sure has. Hey, Mike, thank you, man. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. Yeah, I worked there. I worked at the WTMJ. I worked there for 7 months, I think. I think it was 7 months. It was all I could stand. And I just told them that's enough. I can't handle it anymore. And I left. And not because Milwaukee's a bad town. Milwaukee is not a bad town. It really isn't. And Wisconsin is not a bad state. It's really a nice place, Milwaukee and Madison. Really nice places. But TMJ was just, whew. And, you know, that's the way the rest of talk radio is across this country. Is basically, except for the progressive stations that are popping up now and then all over the country, talk radio has mostly been owned by the right, and they use it as a rallying beacon. And that gets back to the whole Ed Schultz story about Ed Schultz not being able to get on Armed Forces radio. What is Armed Forces radio scared of? Well, they're scared of any kind of criticism of the administration. So basically, on a taxpayer institution, which plays overseas to our soldiers who are in combat or are in a policing action someplace, you know, they can't get to both sides of the story. They only get one side of the story, and I'm sure that this administration is very, very comfortable with that. And I wonder how many of the troops, you know, in Iraq realize that their commander-in-chief's job rating continues to plummet here, and that most Americans feel that going to Iraq wasn't worth the price. And that we'd like to bring these troops home. We'd like to get them home. And I got an email from a guy who says, well, you never have a plan, and all you do is criticize, and that's what you're all about. And, you know, I felt like I didn't answer the guy back. I felt like saying to him, we talk about here on this program numerous times about phased withdrawals and about how to deal with the situation in Iraq and about the fact that we should at least be out of there by next year or have significant troop withdrawal next year. Either the Iraqis are going to stand on their own, or they're not going to stand at all, but we can't stay there indefinitely and prop them up. And then you get conflicting stories about us building hard bases there. There's a story running in The Guardian this morning about how Bush told Blair of going beyond Iraq. George Bush told Tony Blair shortly before the invasion of Iraq that he intended to target other countries, including Saudi Arabia, which he implied planned to acquire weapons of mass destruction. Mr. Bush said he wanted to go beyond Iraq in dealing with the WMD proliferation, mentioning in particular Saudi Arabia, Iran, North Korea, and Pakistan, according to a note of a telephone conversation between the two men back on January 30th, 2003. I mean, if this doesn't scare the hell out of you, I don't know what will. The note is quoted in the U.S. edition published next week of The Lawless World, an American and Making and Breaking the Global Rules by the British international lawyer Philip Sands. The memo was drawn up by one of the Prime Minister's foreign policy advisors in Downing Street and passed to the Foreign Affairs Office, according to Mr. Sands. And the title of Mr. Sands' article is... which is going to be published next week, is Lawless World, America, and the Making and Breaking of Global Rules. It's not surprising that Mr. Bush referred to Iran and North Korea, or even Pakistan, at a time suspected of spreading nuclear know-how, but now one of America's closest allies in the war on terror. What is significant is the mention of Saudi Arabia. In Washington, the neocons in particular were hostile to the Saudi royal family and do not think they were doing enough to quell Islamic extremists. 15 of the 19 September 11th attackers, were Saudis. I mean, you know, you can't get a straight answer out of this administration one way or the other about anything. And it's been so long since this administration has told the truth that I don't think that this administration knows what the truth is anymore. 6:43, 17 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here. Coming up after 7 o'clock, we are going to talk about Iraq. And
if you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right. They're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Imagine becoming a millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-991-7748. That's 1-800-991-7748. 1-800-991-7748.
Hockey's back, and Molson is celebrating like only they can. Click here now to find out how. Who will be the lucky winner in the Molson Money Machine? One lucky person will win the ultimate Avalanche experience at Pepsi Center. Collect Molson twin labels at these bars and enter for your chance to win Avalanche tickets, Molson hockey bags, Molson hockey shirts, Molson hockey mask neons, and the grand prize, the ultimate Avalanche experience. Two tickets to see the Avs play Vancouver, watch the pregame from the penalty box, and the winner will ride the Zamboni during the game. Click here now to see when Molson.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
Same great service, the same quality from the company that I recommend and that I trust with my money as well as with yours. Mary and I had them out to the house, and man, they're great. Superior Carpet Care is a family-owned business, and they're people who care about your home. No matter who you have ever used before, you got to try Superior Carpet Care. You'll see and feel the difference in your carpets, and you'll always have them back. They're just that good. And for $125 for 3 rooms and a hallway, you just can't beat the price to go along with their superior work. If you need your carpet or air ducts cleaned, take my recommendation. Call Superior Carpet Care at 30600. The military reserves plan to, or reverses rather, plan to add Ed Schultz to Armed Forces Radio. He can't get on Armed Forces Radio. Was supposed to be on. Can't get on it. We'll talk to Ed at 8:35. But your comments about this, about the fact that, yeah, they do carry Rush Limbaugh, but no Ed Schultz. So they're feeding the troops basically one side of the story and not both. And they do carry NPR. But the United States Military Armed Forces Radio reversed the decision to add the Ed Schultz show to their lineup. Schultz was told on September 29th he would be added to the military's programming, and that was supposed to happen yesterday, but the decision was reversed in the morning, and his producers are currently seeking answers from the military. On his Friday program, Schultz attacked Allison Barber, an Armed Forces official, over President Bush's staged conversation with U.S. troops in Iraq. Well, we all talked about that and how foolish that whole thing looked, and about the fact that they had rehearsed the soldiers in Iraq, that they had handpicked them and rehearsed them. so that there was, you know, there was no chance of any kind of a slip-up. And because he did that, now Schultz is not going to get on, even though it carries Dr. Laura take on the day and Rush Limbaugh. Barber told this woman, Allison Barber, told producer James Holmes, somebody that we've worked with, that the Ed Schultz show would not start on AFR today because her boss, Pentagon spokesman Larry Jarita, was out of the country and couldn't approve it. Barber also said she was going out of the country soon for a week and a half. Holmes asked Barber if the show would begin when Jarita and Barber returned. Barber said she couldn't guarantee that. And this is a taxpayer-paid institution. And I think we ought to get on the horn. We ought to call Allard. We've got to call Salazar. Call your congressman and demand some answers on this. I mean, there's no reason why this should be going on. Let's go to Mike in Denver. Mike, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, Mike, how's it going with you?
Okay, thanks. It sounds like Ed Schultz has been outed. That's what it sounds like.
Outed in what sense?
They cast him out just like they did Miss Plame. You know, he was going to be in there, then they got rid of him.
Yeah, they got rid of him apparently because they didn't like what he had to say, but that's censorship.
Oh, I agree it's censorship, and it's too bad. You know, it's too bad because, you know, you guys got a great radio station and such, and the Bush administration has never been real open to other opinions. And every time someone, well, who's the guy that, Wilson. I mean, wasn't it Wilson that went to supposedly Nigeria?
No, Niger. He went to the African nation of Niger.
Niger, yeah.
To hunt down that claim about yellow cake uranium.
Right. And what happened to him? They crushed that guy.
Well, yeah, he got criticized and his wife got outed.
Right. Exactly. As soon as he criticized, he got outed.
This administration has also fired other people for speaking up as well. General Shinseki was one who said that we needed more troops to go in. He's gone. They demote people. This administration tolerates very little dissent.
Who is the guy that wrote the book that they came out and crushed? He was on...
Richard Clark?
Richard Clark, yeah. Man, they crushed that guy, too.
Yeah, they went after him. You're right about that.
I mean, I look at these guys and I'm like, you know, this is not a democracy. This is a dictatorship. There's no question about it.
But you know something? You know something, though? This is... You know, Armed Forces Radio is a taxpayer-paid institution, so why the hell should we put up with this?
Yeah, but the problem is I don't think there's much we can do about it. I mean, the military is going to have complete and total control over what happens over the radio waves. It may be a public institution, and the military may be a public institution from a taxpayer standpoint, but that still doesn't give us any right or authority to tell what the military what to do.
No, but I'll tell you something. At least we can go down swinging. At least we can spend, and I intend to spend, 10 minutes or 20 minutes today and write Wayne Allard and Ken Salazar an email and send an email to my congressman.
Do you think they care?
Yeah, I think that they care. I think they would care if they got enough of it. I think somebody would raise, you know, one of them would stand up and raise a question about this. I think somebody needs to stand up and raise a question about it. I mean, I just don't believe in you know, going down without at least trying to swing once or twice.
No, absolutely. I agree with you. But you know, this administration historically has not let anybody say anything. I mean, let's face it. When Bush has a campaign speech, nobody in there, remember when during the election, was that had any differing views was even allowed in.
No, he always, yeah, you're right about that. He always uses handpicked audiences.
Yeah, I mean, everything he does is handpicked. Everything from the troops, you know, in his little debacle with the troops in Iraq, to his campaign speeches, to everything else. I mean, it's completely and utterly controlled. I was reading the New York Times the other day, and somebody was talking about how George Bush stumbled because he was bereft of a script.
Yeah.
I thought, isn't that true? Isn't that true? If the man doesn't have the words in front of him, he can't speak a straight sentence, which is why everything has to be scripted.
Well, did you see him on NBC's Today Show with Matt Lauer? He looked nervous as hell when Lauer was asking him about Rove and the CIA Valerie Plame situation, and his leg was twitching, and he just seemed off balance.
He's always off balance unless he's got people standing there helping him up. But you know, those guys are going to go down. I mean, that's the one. One thing that is great about this country, no matter how much power you have, or how much power you think you have, if you start breaking the law, you know, somebody's going to come down on you. And that's why we have the three branches of government. I mean, these boys are going to go down, and they're going to go down hard, I think.
Well, I hope you're absolutely right. Mike, thanks for the call, man.
Take care.
All right, I got three lines open at 303-713-7600 if you want to talk about this Ed Schultz controversy, or you want to get into... Cheney's office focus of the leak investigation, but you know, the whole the whole Ed Schultz thing is so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous and it's so wrong. And it's typical of this administration, as Mike was saying, because this administration, and I'm trying to think of a publication that has this. There's a publication out that's got 13 members of the administration that either got fired or demoted for criticizing policy. And I can't remember what publication that is. I want to say Time Magazine, but I'm not sure if Time Magazine is the publication. And that's what happens. This administration tolerates very little dissent. And if you dissent, you end up getting fired. I was reading yesterday about a guy who was a congressman in Mississippi. His last name was Parker. And he lost his reelection campaign and got a job in the administration. And it was about Hurricane Katrina. He got a job in the administration overseeing the Army Corps of Engineers. And he started to gripe about the Bush administration cutting the funding to the Army Corps of Engineers. This is pre-Katrina. And he was warning them about that. And what ended up happening in the end was he ended up getting fired from the administration. They forced him to resign because they didn't want to hear his complaints about what he felt was a wrong deal. And this administration has been like that. It doesn't tolerate any kind of dissent whatsoever. So it shouldn't shock us in any way, shape, or form that Ed Schultz wouldn't be allowed to be on Armed Forces Radio. But then again, on the other hand, as I've said numerous times here within this hour, Armed Forces Radio is a taxpayer-supported institution. If you're going to have Rush Limbaugh on there, if you're going to have Limbaugh on, if you're going to have Dr. Laura on, which both of them represent a conservative viewpoint, why not have the other side on as well? Why not have on Ed Schultz? And we'll talk to Ed this morning at 8:35 to get his feelings about it. And it's absolutely ridiculous that the Pentagon pulls this game, pulls this stunt. I don't know about you, but I'd like our soldiers in Iraq and serving overseas to be able to hear both sides of the story, not just the one side. I'm going to tell you something. I never thought Rush Limbaugh should be on Armed Forces Radio to begin with. I think it's in an inappropriate venue, but they went ahead and did it anyway. And I can remember when he got on Armed Forces Radio. And I never thought he should be on there. But they put him on anyway. Now why won't they put Ed Schultz on? And this is another example of the administration using its power to squelch dissent. And the Pentagon being involved in the squelching dissent. Because that whole thing with Bush and those troops last week, and that whole stage deal where the earphone kept popping out and... Allison Barber gets on there and coaches them on what to say. It was a disaster. It was a fiasco. Schultz was right in his criticism. We all talked about it the next day. We all talked about what a crazy situation it was and how stupid it was on this administration of trying to pull something off like this. And that it didn't work, and that for once, Bush finally got caught. He finally got caught, and that's what seems to be the whole thing here about his job approval rating plummeting. People in this country apparently are finally starting to catch on to this guy. And they're starting to finally figure out that the administration manufactures news. And that Bush does not go and speak before a hostile crowd. And I wonder if it is because... I sometimes wonder if it is because he can't handle it. Because what would happen to George W. Bush if he had to face a bunch of us? Who might ask him complex questions that he couldn't answer. I mean, most people admit that John Kerry won the debates. Most people I've talked to anyway, and I haven't talked to that many. But even the critics admitted at the time that Kerry was better at the debate than George W. Bush was. And they ran that whole fear campaign of the upping the threat level continuously throughout the campaign. Now the threat level barely ever gets above yellow, an elevated state. And I think that the emperor's, I think the audience can finally, I think people out there can finally see that the emperor has no clothes. And that they understand that this guy is just full of it. And that there's no question about it, that this guy does not tell the truth, that these things are staged, that they are not open. That when the president has a town hall meeting or appears before they hand select that audience. And I wonder if this guy isn't cut off to begin with. I mean, I wonder if Bush is sitting there in the White House, sitting there at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, wondering why his opinion numbers are plummeting and can't figure it out. can't figure out what's happened to his presidency and his quote-unquote political capital, and he has that bravado where he leans into the microphone and says, well, the answer is the question. He says, yeah, I got plenty of political capital, but that everything has gone sour on him. Iraq has gone sour. The Harriet Myers controversy rages on, and there's now a debate on whether people on the religious right were assured about the fact that she doesn't that she would vote to overturn Roe versus Wade. We'll get into that a little later on this morning. Coming up next, we're going to talk to David Enders. We've had him on before, and we're going to talk to him about Vietnam. See, that's a slip. We're going to talk to him about Iraq and about the Constitution and whether he thinks that Iraq will move forward and what he thinks the solution is. And that's coming up next on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
That's 1-800-400-8616.
Your chance to win $1,000 four times a day.
Less commercial interruption.
And more time for Progressive Talk.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. The word went out before dawn.
Dam is deteriorating.
Mayor Robert Nunes warning residents of Taunton, Massachusetts, 40 miles south of Boston, a dam on the Mill River might not hold a week's worth of rain much longer. WBZ-TV's Dan Ray has the latest.
This is a 100-year-old dam. Timber construction has been leaking throughout the morning. That actually is a good thing, relieving a little bit of the pressure. But overnight, the situation became much more serious. State police, National Guard went door-to-door to evacuate people who were sleeping.
2,000 residents had left for higher ground even before the mayor's announcement. The forecast calls for more rain in Southern California, where a big storm yesterday unleashed floods and mudslides. Kern County Fire Department spokesman Nick Dunn.
It was crazy. The storm came across. We had some warning out from National Weather Service that we'd have flash flooding, and by golly, we got it.
And then there's Tropical Storm Wilma, which could reach hurricane strength today and slam Florida's Gulf Coast this weekend. It sounds like a good idea, soap that kills germs. Well, maybe not. CBS's Dan Revives live with the latest.
The Food and Drug Administration is turning to a panel of experts on germs that become resistant, considering possible restrictions on marketing antibacterial soaps. If they rely on alcohol, no problem, says Tufts medical professor Stuart Levy. But if they contain, say, triclosan...
Chemical additives will stick around, and bacteria learn to resist them just as they can antibiotics.
The soap industry disagrees, but many researchers say for almost everyone, all you need to do is wash your hands with regular soap and hot water. Reporting live, Dan Revive, CBS News.
Greek officials say one turkey with bird flu is no cause for public panic, but CBS's Tulov Lahu in Athens says that message doesn't seem to be getting through.
Fear has spread throughout Greece after it became the latest European country to confirm a case of bird flu. Greek officials have taken to the airwaves to calm a jittery public that has stopped eating poultry and packed pharmacies for flu shots in the mistaken belief they can be protected. It is still unknown if the virus found in Greece contains a strain that can be fatal to humans, something already confirmed in neighboring Turkey and Romania.
Seattle Seahawks safety Ken Hamlin is in serious but stable condition with a fractured skull after a brawl outside a local nightclub. Head coach Mike Holmgren.
As tough an incident as it was and is, you know, we have to keep going.
In the movies, anything is possible. Coming next year to a multiplex near you, Rocky Balboa. It would be the sixth Rocky movie and the first since Rocky V 15 years ago. Sylvester Stallone was still a relatively youthful 44. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down 2 points. The government says surging energy costs fueled a 1.2% jump in September wholesale prices, biggest one-month gain in 15 years. This is CBS News.
No prescription drug coverage? Now there's help. Introducing the Merck Prescription Discount Program. You may be eligible for discounts of 15 to 40% on Merck drugs, regardless of age or income. Call 1-800-50-MERCK to enroll. It's free to join, and there are no membership costs. The new Merck Prescription Discount Program. It's one more way Merck puts patients first. Call 1-800-50-MERCK.
One thing stands alone.
That would be me, your Carrier furnace.
A Carrier Infinity furnace is the most energy efficient you can buy and can save up to 40% on energy bills versus previous models. Now that's hardworking.
Unlike your alarm clock, how hardworking could anything be with a snooze button?
Whether it's saving up to $1,100 with cool cash, our special financing, or saving on energy bills, the Infinity Time offer restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
Well, as more people start to head out, we are seeing some trouble, especially on the north end of town. I have two separate accidents. They were just cleared to the shoulder southbound I-25 just past 84th Avenue. So expect a slow go from 128th. Now, we also are getting word of a new accident in the backups. That one's sitting at Thornton Parkway. So you want to give yourself plenty of time if you're coming out of that area. Once you get by all that, looks pretty good into downtown and through T-Rex. If you're headed in from Lakewood east on 6th Avenue, we're slow from Wadsworth. That's because of a two-car crash now on the shoulder just before Federal and southbound 225 loaded up for your ride into the tech center. Check in Boulder Streets. We're busy on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal on Highway 93, and the Turnpike running heavy now Denver bound from Federal to Pecos. Checking out the forecast, sunny skies today with highs close to 80. It's 49 degrees at the moment. Tonight on the Discovery Channel, there's a college in flames on Firehouse USA at 8. Then Mike Rowe goes shrimping on Dirty Jobs at 9. At 10, Battle Katrina on SOS Coast Guard Rescue. Let's all discover a new kind of courage tonight on the Discovery Channel. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and Einstein Brothers want to give you and your coworkers a break from the everyday routine.
Each week for 4 weeks,
AM 760 and Einstein Brothers will be bringing one lucky
works into my radio show. You'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly, and most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription.
pick up the phone, and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-773-3118. That's 1-800-773-3118. 1-800-773-3118.
A Marvin Show on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 7:06, 6 minutes after 7. Mostly sunny. A high today of around 78. Jay Marvin here on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. And it's nice to be able to spend some time with you. David Enders is a freelance journalist and co-founder of the Baghdad Bulletin, the first post-invasion attempt to set up an English-language news outlet in Iraq. Since the invasion, he has spent more than 15 months in Iraq and has written for Men's Journal, Mother Jones, and Nation Magazine, as well as the London Sunday Times and other newspapers. His first book, Baghdad Bulletin, is available from University of Michigan Press, and he's got an article currently in The Nation. And David, good morning and welcome to AM 760.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. It's good to have you back. Okay. Well, the Constitution looks like it's going to pass, but what does this mean really for Iraq and for the insurgency?
Well, I think the most important thing with the referendum is to understand that the guns are certainly not out of politics in any way. And the fact that part of the reason the Constitution may have passed is this last-minute agreement to be able to amend the Constitution, I'm not quite sure why that was such a large deal, because my impression all along was, at least talking to the framers of the Constitution, was that, like the American Constitution, the Iraqi Constitution would be open to amendments by elected officials throughout. So I don't know if that was sort of a large misunderstanding of a lot of people, or what exactly. I haven't been able to determine exactly what happened there. But I think also you're seeing very sharp lines. There were parts of the country that voted no, overwhelmingly, against the document. And I think you're going to see, I don't think you're going to see those people get closer to reconciling.
Now, are those parts of the country, are those mostly Sunni controlled?
Right. They are. But there is quite a bit of suspicion of the new government from Shiite groups, like Muqtada al-Sadr's followers, and there are some other Shiite clerics, too, who are taking a slightly harder line while participating in the government to some extent, are certainly trying to draw it further in certain directions by not participating. And that rarely is talked about, but I think is almost as important as the outright rejection in areas like Ramadi.
Well, this has been much played up in the Western press and much played up by the White House as a step forward for the Iraqis. Is it a step forward for the Iraqis, or is it basically, I don't know what the word is I'm looking for here.
It's a step.
Is it a step forward, but it's not a solution, I guess, is what I mean
right,
to ask you.
Right, and you've got to look, when we talk about these high voting numbers, you have to realize that during these elections, they shut the entire country down. No one's allowed to drive. No one's really allowed to do anything besides go out and vote for this period of time. So when we look at the high turnouts, I think you have to take that into account. No, it's not really a step forward or something the Bush administration certainly wants milestones to point to for how things are going in Iraq. And certainly January's election was hailed as a very important milestone, and very little came of that, I think.
7:09, 9 minutes after 7 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. David Enders with us. We're talking about Iraq. He spent 15 months in Iraq and has written for a number of publications and has an article out with the Nation magazine. So is this another case of the Bush administration, Condoleezza Rice and the rest saying, okay, this is a milestone and look how much progress we've made, when in reality we haven't made much progress at all, and that the insurgency is still alive and well and operating in Iraq?
Well, that's certainly true. I think the insurgency is probably escalating on their part as quickly, if not more quickly, than the Iraqi government can build their forces. And that's certainly going to continue to be a problem.
And the Iraqi government does not control much of Iraq, true?
No, it does not. The U.S. government, the U.S. military, does not control very much of Iraq either. The Iraqi government essentially controls the self to some extent, although Boss was extremely, extremely lawless. I think, and a lot has been written about this, I think there was even a piece in the New York Times recently, if you look at the administration's rhetoric with regard to the political process, and in January I was over there for the elections and talking to U.S. embassy officials, you know, we were saying, well, what do you guys consider success? How many voters have to turn out in this election for you guys to consider this a successful endeavor or a real milestone? And by that point, they had changed the rhetoric to, we don't care how many people come out as long as there's an election. And it's not, you know, we don't care how corrupt it is. We don't care how many people come out as long as it gets done, was what the embassy people were literally saying to us. So I think when we talk about accomplishments, we really have to look at how we've gone from this language of democracy and Iraqi self-rule and determination to now, when certainly there's an acquiescence that the theocracy is going to play some part in the role of the country. There hasn't been the same pressure that there was initially to enshrine certain things like women's rights in the Constitution. There was a lot of pressure from the Coalition Provisional Authority based on targeted pressure from progressive Iraqi women to get that into some of the initial drafts of legislation more than a year ago, and those things, we're seeing them dropped now.
Well, Sharia law is enshrined in the Constitution, is it not?
Well, it's debatable. This is one of those things that is probably going to the way it's being read now is that essentially the various governorates will be allowed to decide what kind of family law they want to enforce, which means that it's quite likely in the very conservative Shiite South, where Najaf and Karbala, which are the holiest cities in Shiite Islam, where those are, it's quite likely that will be Sharia law. To some extent, it already is Sharia law. I don't know any woman who...
And Sharia law doesn't grant any rights to women.
Not as we think of them. No, it does. It does allow certain things, and such as the ability to beat one's wife. It cuts inheritance for women. It puts them at a great disadvantage in custody and divorce matters.
So all in all, the administration trumpeting this as a big victory, it really doesn't amount to much of anything because it can be rewritten and because it doesn't do anything to take the guns out of the hands of the insurgency, which is operating and is very alive and well in Iraq.
Right. It doesn't. I mean, there's the news yesterday that some 70 people had been killed in an airstrike in Ramadi. I would say for Iraqis, at least in the western part of the country, is just as significant as the referendum that took place. The voting doesn't make things like what happened in Tal Afar 2 weeks ago go away. The American military and the Iraqi government are increasingly targeting a specific part of the population, leading them to feel increasingly marginalized and increasingly combative. And then meanwhile, they're saying, hey, why don't you try and vote, too? So this is not a strategy that works out long term. And there's certainly no indication that these people who are feeling increasingly marginalized are feeling beaten to the point where they will no longer pick up arms.
All right. David Enders, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really do appreciate it. And people can check out your book called A Baghdad Bulletin, and you've also got an article up for The Nation in The Nation magazine?
Yep, the October 3rd issue.
The October 3rd issue. All right, David, thank you. Thank you for coming back on again. Certainly do appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, 7:15, 15 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. I'm going to ask you a question next about pro-war Democrats, about the fact that many Democrats who may be eyeing the presidential nomination voted to give George W. Bush the power to go to war in Iraq, and will this come back and haunt him? 7:15, 15 minutes after 7 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. to do it is Rocky's Autos. And buying a car, a truck, minivan, SUV is a serious decision, and you want to make sure you get treated right and get the most bang for your buck. And you can get all of that by going to Rocky's Autos. Rocky's Autos takes care of you in a number of ways. First of all, they have a matching down incentive going on, up to $1,500. So if you put down $1,500, they'll match it, and you've got $3,000. Rocky's also takes care of you with Carfax, which tells you everything you need to know about the vehicle you're about to buy. And Rocky's equips every vehicle with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And at Rocky's Autos, you can find just about anything you can think of. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. And Rocky's has got them all. And you know what? They've got great people to deal with out there, too. People like Colby and the Tower of Power. And people like Ruben and Fred Labrato and all the gang at Rockies will definitely do their best to take care of you. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, so it's not some big faceless corporation with a headquarters in some other state. They're right here in the Front Range, and, they're there. I mean, they're family-owned and operated. And their hours are Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., but if you show up close to 9, they'll stay a little bit late and things will be fine. Rocky's Autos. Check them out on the Internet at rockiesautos.com. You can see their wide selection.
Direction of all your data. Contact GNS at 303-682-3171 or at mountainrecyclers.com.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Bob Dylan in the morning. 7:20, 20 minutes after 7. High today of around 78. Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. We just got through talking to David Enders about Iraq and about the Constitution there. You know, the presidential election is a couple of years away. But even so, potential Democratic presidential candidates who voted to give President Bush the authority to use force in Iraq could face a political problem. And I thought about this last night when I saw Joseph Biden on Chris Matthews. They supported the war. And what's ending up happening here is that the party's rank and file now strongly view the war as being a mistake. Their pro-war votes cast 3 years ago could haunt them as they seek early support among diehard Democrats and gauge whether to launch formal candidacies for the party's 2008 presidential nomination. Here's the question at 303-713-7600. When you look at somebody like Hillary Clinton, who not too long ago said we need more troops there and not less, when you look at somebody like a Joseph Biden, when you look at these people who are going to run for the presidency of the United States, would you hold their vote on the Iraqi war against them? Because really, there's only one Democrat, in the Senate at least, who has come out against the war. And that's Russ Feingold. And who knows whether he's going to run or not. Is it important that the next Democratic candidate be an anti-war candidate? Now, Russell Feingold, who's a Democrat from Wisconsin, his name has been mentioned. Other possible hopefuls, such as Governor Mark Warner of Virginia, Bill Richardson of New Mexico, and Tom Vilsack of Iowa, weren't in Congress at the time, so they didn't vote. But Senator Evan Bayh of Indiana, Joseph Biden of Delaware, Hillary Rodham Clinton of New York, John Kerry of Massachusetts, and former Senator John Edwards of North Carolina, all mulling over a race for the Democratic nomination, all voted in October of 2002 for a resolution authorizing the president to use force in Iraq. And would you, if you were going to the polls, would you hold that against them? 303-713-7600. I've got four lines open, and I know, granted, that it's early, but these people are going to go out and try to seek support early on because you've got to raise a tremendous amount of money to run. And Joseph Biden has already said last night, he said it point blank on Chris Matthews' Hardball last night, that he is going to seek the nomination for the presidency of the United States, and he also admitted that Hillary Rodham Clinton is the front runner. And both of these people have voted back in October of 2002 to give Bush the what he needed to go to war in Iraq. So the question is, do you hold that against him? See, I do kind of to a certain degree. Now, I find Joseph Biden to be a very charismatic guy. Saw him speak here in Boulder at the Democratic dinner. And I like Hillary Clinton. I like her a lot. But it does kind of bother me that they did go along to give. I mean, look at how much trouble Kerry had explaining that whole position. I voted for and then I voted against. And the Bush administration made a big deal about that. Now, if the Iraq War is still going on in 2008, it's not going to be as easy to point to the Republicans and say, well, you know what, you got us into this, if they can point back at you and say, well, you voted for it. Let's go to Nate in Denver. Nate, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, a couple things. I don't think it's going to be an issue, frankly, because they were all based on lies. So once all that information starts coming out, it's going to be kind of a mute point, if not a possibly a strong point. You know, they supported the war to fight terrorism, and it turned out that was all based on a lie. So,
So let me run this by you. And I agree with what you're saying, basically, about it being a lie. I mean, I think we all know now it's a lie, except for maybe a few delusional Republicans out there who are, you know, the ultra-right and think that this was a good idea to go into Iraq. So do you think that, like, if an Evan Bayh or a Joseph Biden or a Hillary Rodham Clinton or a John Edwards or a John Kerry stood up and said, okay, I voted for it, but it turned out to be a lie, do you think voters would excuse them?
Well, I think they need to stand up and they say, I voted for it to work on a strong America to fight terrorism. It turned out that was all based on lies by the Republicans. And, just wing it like that. And the fact is they were trying to create a strong America and fight terrorism, and it turned out that everybody from top down was lying about it. So,
okay, so do you think that the voters would excuse them then, would excuse their vote?
Well, you have to go back to the moment of the vote, you know. At the time, they were voting.
Well, I know that. I understand the point you're trying to make, but I'm asking you the question, do you think that the voters would then excuse them for the vote they made?
I think they should, yes.
Okay, all right,
and
fair enough.
Whether or not they would or not, that would be curious, but... And I have one more quick thing is in the Denver Post today, Tom DeLay's attorneys, there's a little article, and they've actually, their attorneys have actually agreed that he was money laundering. It was just the debate about whether it was cash and coin or whether a check constitutes cash and coin. So if you read that article, his attorneys are saying that he did money launder.
Yeah, I didn't see that. The only thing I saw on Tom DeLay is that yesterday he rejected a plea bargain agreement.
Right. Well, there's a little article in there today, and his attorneys are fighting the details on whether money laundering constitutes whether a check constitutes cash and coin, but other than that, they're saying that basically he did money launder. I mean, you can read that in the article.
I'll check it out. Definitely, I'll definitely look at it. All right, Nate. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
All right, bye.
Greg in Denver. Greg, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, how are you this morning?
Hey, Greg, I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Good. Yes, we are absolutely going to forgive them. We were all in the country after September 11th. We know the climate of the country and the way they promoted this fear and this terrorism, that within the fact that we've seen this memo that was supposed to be sent by Al-Qaeda, and Al-Qaeda says, no, we didn't do that, the fact that we're seeing all kinds of just real game playing going on right here. I think the voters are going to take a real hard look. They're going to say, yeah, we forgive you. We know where you stood. We know where we were. We were all pushed by the same game, and we're going to vote for you.
But let me make it a little bit more complicated.
Okay.
Suppose a guy like Russell Feingold decides to run, and he points to them and says, you know what, I never voted for it, and you did.
I think the voters are still going to look at who has the better policy, who has the better direction. But I don't think that's going to stop Evan Bayh, Joe Biden. I don't think that's going to stop them.
Yeah, because you know what I got to say. I know this is early, but I really like Joseph Biden.
I also.
You know, and I don't know if he's got what it takes to beat Hillary Rodham Clinton if she decides to run too. But I really do like him, and I would be inclined in a primary to vote for him.
But the question on Hillary, and I love the Clintons dearly, but are we really ready for? And I'm sorry, I'm by no means a sexist, but is the country as a whole, really ready for a woman president in a time of terrorism?
My gut says yes, but I don't know, and maybe we should ask people when they call in about this war vote. Maybe we should ask him that, that is a parallel question. Is the country ready in a time of terrorism for a woman leader? I mean, after all, the British had Margaret Thatcher. I mean, to me, I think she could do just as good a job as any man.
Yeah, but when it comes to the general election, that's going to be their strongest selling point. And they're going to run on it, and they're going to win with it. And I think that they're going to do that in the general election.
All right, Greg, something to ponder, man. Thank you. Appreciate the call.
No problem.
Okay, two lines open at 303-713-7600. So Greg has entered in another component into this. So do you think that most of the leading Democrats who would seek the White House, that their pro-war vote may come back to haunt them? And would we accept a woman such as Hillary Rodham Clinton in a time of terrorism? Or would that keep us from selecting a female president? 7:30 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get progressive traffic with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. Tough ride so far this morning. You want to give yourself plenty of time. Now, we have a new accident coming in. It's northbound I-25 on the ramp to eastbound I-70. Left lane is blocked, and things starting to jam up pretty quickly there. Have you headed in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, loaded up from Wadsworth all the way over to I-25. Had an earlier accident at Federal causing those delays. And southbound I-25, real big problems coming out of the north end of town. Had three separate accidents this morning between Thornton Parkway and 84th Avenue. All of them up to the shoulder now, but it's a slow go from 128th all the way into downtown. Now in Aurora, southbound 225, a little sluggish from Colfax to 6th Avenue and again into the Tech Center. And check in Boulder Streets. Busy ride on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal and Highway 93. Turnpike running heavy eastbound from Federal to Pecos. Now checking the forecast, sunny today with highs in the upper 70s. We're at 50 degrees right now. Come to Sky Ridge Medical Women's Health Fair, Saturday, October 22nd, from 8 a.m. to noon. Free health screenings, great presentations, spa fun, girl talk, and gifts. Call 720.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right. They're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at g3denver.com.
Imagine becoming a millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-991-7748. That's 1-800-991-7748. 1-800-991-7748.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Steve Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:33, 27 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. High today of around 78. Well, how about that? I can still hit the post after all these years. And 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. 303-713-7600. Will Democrats' pro-war votes come back to haunt them in 2008? And let's get back on the phones when we go to Don at Highlands Ranch. Don, good morning. You're on.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Hi, Don. How are you?
I'm good, buddy.
What do you think?
Well, what I think is, let's talk realities. The country, first of all, is not ready to elect a woman president of the United States. I don't care if it's Condoleezza Rice, and especially Hillary Clinton. She's too polarizing. And the other two guys that just called, they're right. You know, let's be honest. The Republicans trumped up the evidence, lied to the public, and did the propaganda program, just like Johnson did in Vietnam. The Gulf of Tonkin resolution, it was all a pack of lies, and now everybody in the country is starting to figure it out, and I don't see any problem with somebody saying, hey, I was lied to, I voted on a resolution based on lies, and, you know, I don't have any trouble voting for somebody like that. I just don't think the country is ready to vote for a woman for president.
Why not a woman?
Because, you know, look at the voters that you're going to need to win an election. You're going to need the old Southern Democrats who are still pissed off because they passed the voters' rights in 1964. You think they're going to vote for a woman president? Not going to happen.
Yeah, but how about those in the middle? How about people who are not those old-line Democrats or even have now turned to be Republicans? What about the great
the
middle? Let me finish. What about the great middle that, for instance, a new CNN poll shows, CNN USA Today poll shows that they've deserted George W. Bush?
Well, I think in order for them, the worst we can do as Democrats to get back control of the country is to put Hillary Clinton in there. That's just my personal opinion. I wouldn't vote for her myself. But I think if we did that, it would almost ensure the Republicans would win the election again. That's just my opinion.
All right, Don. Well, I appreciate it. That's all I asked for, so you gave it to me.
I have no facts to back it up. That's just the way I feel about it. You know?
All right, man. Hey, I appreciate it. Have a good day.
Okay, you too.
Steve in Centennial. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good. What about you?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm on I-25 right now.
What do you think?
I think that I'm not going to hold anybody's 2,000 vote against them. What's going to be important to me is what their current position on the war is. If Hillary Clinton is saying we need to put more troops into Iraq, I'm not voting for her. I don't care what they did in 2002. I care what they're going to do in the future.
Well, that's a pretty good way to look at it. Do you think this country could elect a woman? Do you think Hillary Clinton could win?
I think, sure. I'd vote for her.
Yeah, I would too. But she said that we didn't go in with the correct number of troops, and I heard Joseph Biden even yesterday, last night, make the same case. He said kind of the same thing, that we just didn't go in there with enough troops. And
I think that's wrong-headed thinking. It was wrong to go in at all with any number of troops. I heard Dick Gephardt yesterday saying he thought that vote was now a mistake. I think everybody should recognize it was a mistake and try to get out of there as quickly as possible.
Yeah, I'd like to get out of there as quickly as possible, too. But, boy, this administration keeps talking about stay the course, stay the course, stay the course. You know, another kind of a weird thing to ask would be, not weird thing, but kind of an interesting thing would be to ask, I wonder if the reverse would be true with the Republicans. I wonder if we're still embroiled in Iraq. I wonder if that's going to kill them at the polls.
I think it is. I know I'm pretty pissed off about it.
Yeah, I'd have a tendency to agree with you. Steve, thank you, man.
All right, see ya. Bye-bye.
Okay, we got three lines open at 303-713-7600. Will the Democrats' pro-war votes come back to haunt them in 2008, the vote back in 2002 for a resolution authorizing the president to use force in Iraq? And also, do you think that this country is capable of voting in a woman? Would Hillary Clinton have a shot at it? And your feelings about perhaps the fact that, you know, somebody like Russell Feingold, if he runs, he could turn to somebody like Joseph Biden, or he could turn to somebody like Evan Bayh of Indiana, or Hillary Rodham Clinton, and say, "Hey, you voted for it, I didn't." Will that make any difference? One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to John in Littleton. John, you're on AM 760.
Morning, Jake.
Hi, John.
How you doing? I actually don't think that the way they voted back in 2000 or on that vote is really going to affect anything except for the real hardcore left-wing Democrats. They're going to be the ones that basically, if they did anything for Bush, they're not good enough for them. I think that right now they were voting on the information that was provided to them. They didn't know it was a lie at the time. So, you know, it shouldn't be held against them for what they did based on the information they had available to them.
How about if a strong anti-war candidate emerges on the Democratic side, somebody like Russell Feingold, and he, as I said just a few seconds ago, and he points to them and says, "Well, you voted for it, and I didn't."
Well, people should realize that, you know, he voted against it. That was his opinion or in his choice. But most of them voted based on the information that was available to them. There was a lot of fear after 9/11 that we were going to get attacked again. The information that was presented to us, we were told, "Hey, this is the truth. We bought it. We made a mistake. We have to admit to our mistakes."
Were you for going into Iraq?
Not really, because just a gut feeling that said that we didn't, that Saddam Hussein had nothing to do with it. But now that we're there, I think it's going back to what Colin Powell said. It's, you know, we broke it, we got to buy it. We screwed up the country, we got to help you get it back to where it's supposed to be. You know, I don't want to see anybody else going, you know, dying over in Iraq for no reason, but it's a case of, you got to accept responsibility for what you did.
You know, as cynical as I am, in the beginning I went for it. Don't ask me why, but I did.
Well,
I thought, you know what, this guy's got those weapons and he's going to use them. And now I just feel like I feel totally foolish and ripped off.
Yeah, that's how I was kind of the same way in the beginning. I was going, okay, you know, yeah, you kind of want to trust the government and trust the president because, you know, he is the president, even though it is George Bush. But, you know, you kind of want to hope for the best. It's in human nature. But now when you have, you know, looking at it and going, well, you know, he lied to everybody just to push his own agenda, whatever that may be.
Yeah. You know what? So you and I are kind of on the same page. John, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Have a good day. We got three lines open at 303-713-7600. Boy, that's something I've never talked about or asked on the air. About how many of you might have gone for it in the beginning and now feel like I do, foolish for having gone for it and ripped off by this administration. How many of you fall into that category? 303-713-7600. Can Democrats, will their vote to authorize Bush to use force, will that come back to haunt him if they decide to run for president? And this hour's $1,000 name is Adam Service of Aurora. Adam Cash, just for being a loyal listener to AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. You can sign up now at am760.net. Al Franken's coming to town, and you can find out where to pick up your tickets and details about that by going to am760.net. It's 7:42, 18 minutes in front of
Plaza. Highway 85, just north of E-470 or JohnsonAutoPlaza.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Al Franken is coming to Boulder. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk presents the Al Franken Show.
Welcome to the Al Franken Show, everybody, across the country. We're coming to you from Boulder.
Live at the Boulder Theater. Wednesday.
Tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-773-3118. That's 1-800-773-3118. 1-800-773-3118.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
There's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:47, 13 minutes in front of 8 o'clock, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, mostly sunny today. I'm around 78, Jay Marvin with you. Coming up after 8 o'clock, we'll talk, we'll resume, we'll pick up the conversation from yesterday about English versus Spanish and about assimilation with both illegal immigrants and legal immigrants with Luis Urrea, author of The Devil's Highway, and also The Hummingbird's Daughter. Then at 8:35, we'll talk to Ed Schultz about being snubbed off Armed Forces Radio. And then after 9 o'clock, we'll talk to Jameson Fosier for Media Matters for America. And then we're going to do a straw poll. Usually we have open phones at that time. We're going to do a straw poll about referendum C&D. So that's all coming up this morning here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Meanwhile, There is an article on the Associated Press. Potential Democratic presidential candidates who voted to give President Bush the authority to use force in Iraq could face a political problem. They supported the war that their party's rank and file now strongly feels was a mistake. Do you think that this is going to come back to haunt any of these people when they run in 2008? Let's go to Matt in Denver. Matt, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hello, Matt.
Yeah, Jay, how you doing?
Hi, man, you're on. Go.
Couple things. I don't think Hillary could be elected. I don't think Republicans, any moderate Republican, would vote for Clinton. There's no one that they hate more. And another thing, I don't think Biden would be a good choice.
Why not?
He voted for the bankruptcy bill, and I just can't agree with him on that.
Yeah, that is a bad move. You're right about that.
And also, I think we should stay away from these senators. Look more towards the governor.
How about Mark Warner of Virginia? He's a governor.
Yeah, I don't know much about him. I would have to say more Bill Richardson from what I know. He seems like a pretty mellow guy, pretty moderate.
How about Tom Vilsack of Iowa?
I don't know a whole lot about him either. I'd have to check him out a little bit. But, yeah, I don't know. These senators, they just have their hand in the cookie jar too much, and the corporate cookie jar. And we need to get away from that, I think.
Well, yeah, you know, I think we do, and that's one of the reasons why I always bring this up on the air about the Democracy Bond program that Howard Dean's got going with the DNC, because that's exactly what he's trying to do. He's trying to steer the DNC away from the corporate cookie jar, as you put it. But the problem here is it takes a tremendous amount of money to run for any elected office these days, and it's very, very hard for people to stay away from that and that they need the money. That's a problem. You know, if we had a system where you didn't where there was public financing of election campaigns, we wouldn't have these problems.
Yeah, but I totally agree with you, but I think that people that have been in that situation, especially senators or congresspeople, they have it a little bit more than some maybe governors or even someone that just came out of left field, you know, that might not have any relation to some sort of government or even, you know, something like that.
Well, you know Hillary's the front runner.
Yeah, I do, but every moderate Republican I know, if you mention Clinton, you can see their eyes just, you know, turn. They don't like it. It doesn't matter if it's Hillary or just someone named Clinton. You know, they just don't like him for whatever reason. Still can't figure it out all the time. But.
All right, Matt, I appreciate the call, man.
All right, thanks, Jay.
Okay, have a good day. Let's go to Jay in Aurora. Jay, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. Actually, it's Dave in Aurora.
Oh, Dave. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, listen. I'll tell you where I have my problem at. The original resolution that gave the authorization to go to war, which I believe was Resolution 108-253, stated that the inspection should run their course. And when all the Democrats voted on that, they voted for those inspections to run their course. When George W. Bush blew that off and decided to go in without the inspections running, I think the Democrats should have woken up right then and there. And I think where I have my problem after that point is a lot of these people have voted for these additional funds to go to these to the war itself and should have stopped it right then and there, or maybe should have had their vote go the opposite direction instead of voting for these funds to continue this process. Now, we know Feingold voted against 108-253.
Right.
In the position that, and I give him a lot of respect for doing that. Now, I do think that these people who were bamboozled into this situation, a lot of that has to be, put by the wayside. But if you look at the continuing votes of these people who we call on the Democratic side voting for the continual resolution to keep us in this war, that's where I get mad. And so I have to go and look at the votes that come after that more than anything else for the support of the war after that. You have people voting against it, and those are the people, and these additional funds, and those are the people I'm going to look real closely at if they're running for president, because that's where I want my vote to go. Someone who stands on the side of not being taken to the cleaners by this Republican right-wing machine, and just you know, authorizing everything just because we're already there. And I think it's wrong for us to continue to authorize funds for this war just because we're there. I think those politicians, those Democrats on the right in the Senate and in the House who vote against these continual funds going in there are the ones that I want to have a good, strong look at.
Yeah, but how do you vote to discontinue the funds when you've got American personnel over there?
That has got to send a signal to the Senate and to the House and to the President and this administration that we don't want our people over there. Vote it down. Vote against it. If you don't vote any money in, they've got to bring them home.
Well, I don't know. I think that would backfire.
I don't think
that would be viewed as being anti-troop. I think.
I'm sorry.
That would be viewed as being anti-troop. I think.
No, I don't think it can be viewed as being anti-troop. It can be viewed as being anti-war because I support the troops. I have family that is in the military as it stands right now, and I support everything that the troops are. I don't support the position they were in, and I knew right from the word go. When they decided to vote on this thing, when Bush said, okay, we're going to war, and did not let these inspections run their course, I knew we were in trouble right then and there. And a lot of these politicians of this representative government who are on the Democratic side should have seen that as well. And they should have changed their votes on a lot of this funding, even though we were in there, to send a message to these Republicans that they just can't get away with this crap. And now we've come out with the Downing Street memos that this was all a plan. And, I mean, you know, let's face it. Why would you vote any more of our tax dollars into a situation that is specifically for greed of oil? I don't get it. I wouldn't.
Well, I'm torn about it because I want to support the troops. I don't want to cut the money out from underneath them. I'd like to see a very coherent plan to get out of Iraq. And we've had a couple of people on here that have offered some plans about a gradual withdrawal, and I think that's what we need to do. We need to get out of there because we're inflaming the problem, and we shouldn't have been there in the first place. I agree with you, but I don't know that cutting the funding altogether is the way to go.
Well, you're not going to be able to cut all the funding way because the Republicans control the House, the Senate, and the judiciary as it stands right. Anything that would be shot down would be vetoed in one way or another by the President, and it would go by executive order, and those things would stay.
Until
we remove administration and until we change the balance of power in the Senate and in the Congress, we're not going to get anywhere.
Yeah, that's very, very true. I can't disagree with what you're saying.
I appreciate you taking my call.
Okay, appreciate you being on the program. Thanks, Dave. Let's go to Erica in Centennial. Erica, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, Jay. How are you doing?
Hi, Erica.
Well, what I think the American people really need is someone who can stand up and say, look, you know what? I made a mistake, and this is what I have now learned. This is what I now believe, and this is why I voted the way I did when I did. This is how I've changed my opinions, because I think a lot of people feel like you and I do, that they were for this war at the beginning, that they totally supported what was going on, and they too feel duped. Like, and that's a card that our Democratic candidates can play. You know what? I was duped too. I was like you. I was misled, and this is how we need to go from there. But I think that can really strike a chord with the American people right now.
All right, Erica, thank you. I appreciate your call.
Sure thing.
Sure. Let's go to Norm in Golden. Norm, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Norm.
No, the voters will not hold it against somebody running for president. I'm not so arrogant as to think that Norm and Jay and his callers from this morning are the only ones that will excuse these people for having accepted lies. It really is as simple as that, as long as they're not afraid to stand up and use the word lie. And as far as your Russ Feingold hypothetical question, something like that should get turned on him by any strong candidate by really asking the question, what on earth then, Russ, would it take you, assuming had those things been true, we should have gone into Iraq, and had they been true, we should still be in Iraq. So what on earth would it take you to fight the fight that needs to get fought? I think that's a valid question on his point.
I think he'd have an easy answer to that. I don't know what it would be, but I think he'd have it. I've seen him speak before, and he's pretty articulate. I think he would just say that he would have needed more evidence, perhaps. Hey, I got to run, Norm. Thank you so much, man. Thanks for being part of the program. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about immigration and about English language versus Spanish language and kind of what we talked about yesterday with Luis.
That's the Jewelry Exchange in Greenwood Village, 770-1000, or go online at jewelryexchange.com.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world. AM 760. Now, CBS News. KKCN Thornton, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Taunton, Massachusetts is getting ready for the worst. The town's century-old dam is showing signs of giving way.
We encourage the residents who live along the Mill River to evacuate.
Mayor Robert Noon says a break in that dam could unleash a 6-foot wall of water.
People will not be allowed in the downtown area. The National Guard has been called and deployed, and they are responding with personnel and equipment.
Police and guardsmen went door to door early this morning, telling residents living close to the river to move away. Officials expect to give the residents an updated status report minutes from now. Parts of Southern California are getting more heavy rain. A ferocious storm yesterday sent a torrent of water and mud down a fire-scarred hillside and through the streets of Burbank.
It was just like a wall of mud, and it was probably about 6 inches deep, and it just started to come down the street, and it was filled with debris and rocks.
Lazy tropical storm Wilma is still parked in the Caribbean, gathering strength for an expected run at the Gulf Coast a few days from now.
It really does look like it's going to threaten southern Florida and the Florida Keys over the weekend as at least a Category 1 or 2 hurricane.
CBS News meteorologist George Cullen. In Washington, the CIA leak investigation could be coming to a head. CBS News correspondent Dan Revive.
We know that Karl Rove, top advisor to President Bush, went before a grand jury for a fourth time. Judith Miller and other journalists who got a CIA officer's name have been questioned. And CBS News White House correspondent Bill Plant says officials there seem nervous.
And it seems to be centered on the vice president's office and the role of the vice president's Chief of Staff Louis Libby. Veteran prosecutors say that they think indictments are coming. One told me, I feel it in my bones.
The Washington Post says as early as this week. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
An au pair in McKinney, Texas is under arrest in connection with the death of a 14-month-old boy she was caring for. Police Captain Randy Rowland says she could be charged with capital murder.
Bare minimum will be probably murder charge, but because of the age of the child, capital murder is an option.
The woman told police the boy hit his head on the door frame by accident, but medical examiners say his injuries looked more like he'd been in a traffic wreck or a six-story fall. Washington's Reagan National Airport, just a stone's throw from the White House, is open to private planes for the first time since 9/11. But only 48 flights will be allowed in on a given day. A list of the plane's passengers and crew has to be submitted 24 hours in advance for a background check. And every flight has to have an armed sky marshal on board. You may know someone who can get it for you wholesale, but you'll still have to pay more. The government says a surge in energy costs pushed September wholesale prices 1.2% higher, the biggest jump in 15 years. In early Wall Street trading, the averages are lower. The Dow Industrial's down a little bit less than 20 points. NASDAQ is 4 points lower. This is CBS News.
Hello?
Hey, Jeff, it's Tom. I need some advice from my accountant.
Okay.
Insurance company.
Two words. Northwestern Mutual.
My business, employee benefits, retention.
Northwestern Mutual.
Insuring key people.
Yep.
Respected, high standards.
One of the best.
Okay, so just to be clear.
Bye, Tom.
Whatever your business insurance question, a quiet conversation with Northwestern Mutual is the answer. Northwestern Mutual Financial Network. The quiet company. The Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Welcome back to the Sports Beat with me, Dan Stevens, and we've got Nancy on a car phone.
Dan, I just missed a turn. Now, should I take a right or a left here?
You know this is Sports Beat, don't you?
To easily get back on track when you miss a turn, you want to ask TomTom, not Dan.
Turn left.
TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Grab it and go. Just tap the screen and a helpful voice guides you where you're going.
You have reached your destination.
TomTom Go. Find your way the easy way. Learn more at TomTom.com.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, the accidents, they just keep coming in this morning. Our latest southbound 225 just past Yosemite, so that's stacking things up on your approach to Parker Road. And it stays heavy right into the tech center. Now, crews are busy clearing a crash Northbound I-25, it's sitting on the ramp to eastbound I-70. It's just been pushed off to the shoulder. And if you're coming out of the Thornton North Glen area, seeing big delays from 120th. That's because of three earlier accidents approaching the turnpike. Then once you get by that area, stay slow right into downtown and through T-Rex. Now checking Boulder Streets, things still stacking up on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, and the turnpike running heavy eastbound from Federal to Pecos. And looking at the forecast today, sunny skies with highs close to 80. We're at 51 degrees right now. D.R. Horton Melody Series is celebrating the grand openings of two brand new communities in two fantastic locations, Castle Oaks in Castle Rock and Marshall Lake in Thornton. Visit today to find yourself a great place to call home. Visit drhortoncolorado.com to find out more. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Colorado Buffaloes are back home this Saturday.
Makes the grab with a 20-yard line. Doubles his way in. Touchdown, Colorado.
Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, for Family Weekend at Folsom Field. As the Buffs take on the Kansas Jayhawks at 5 p.m.
3551. That's 1-800-300-3551. 1-800-300-3551.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 8:06, 6 minutes after 8 a.m. 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny, high of around 78. 303-713-7600. Jay Marvin here on the AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Here's one of the smartest guys I know on the subject of immigration, both illegal and legal. Luis Urrea, who is the author of just a great book. It's now out in paperback, called The Devil's Highway. If you haven't read it, it's a must-read. And also, his literary blockbuster, Hummingbird's Daughter. And Luis, welcome to the program. Are you there, Luis?
Hey, Jay.
There you are.
I was waiting for that click.
I thought maybe you had given up on me or something.
Oh, that's no, right, man. Blockbuster wasn't good enough. I hung up.
Yeah, I don't want to get on that program with that madman. Oh, Lord. All right, yesterday, you kind of came to mind yesterday when I was talking about this, that I had gone into a fast food place, which, of course, is dangerous for guys like you and I. But thank God I was only there just to get something to drink, I swear. And the people who were serving me didn't speak very good English.
Yeah.
And they didn't screw the order up, it was kind of like I had to repeat it like two or three times. And then I remember the conversation that you and I had, can't remember now, this is months ago, where you were talking about the fact that in a lot of these places, and I'm not naming names here, that on the cash register, rather than having the name of the item, they have like a little picture of it.
Right.
You know, in order to, and I, you know, so we got into this whole thing about, I got into this whole thing yesterday about English versus Spanish, and about, you know, if somebody doesn't want to learn English, don't they have the right, and I know that this is kind of a libertarian free market way of looking at things, which I don't consider myself to be a great libertarian free market thinker, but that if they have the right, that if they want to drop out of society and not participate and not learn English, because certainly we've had other immigrants that have come here and don't, you know, assimilate outside their own communities, don't people have the right to do that?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it's a weird problem, though, isn't it? I mean, you know, I know a lot of people feel angry about it because they think, wait a minute, you went to all this trouble to penetrate my country illegally, right, and now you won't speak my language. What does that mean? So you can see why people, I mean, you know, come on, Jay, I speak Spanish, and, you know, when I'm driving through, not that I ever eat fast food, but if I'm driving through...
Yeah.
Burger King or something, and I can't understand the guy on the radio. That's really alarming to me. And I feel too embarrassed to ask him in Spanish, what did he say?
Now, why do you feel embarrassed to ask in Spanish?
I don't know. It just feels like, you know, maybe I'm codependent to the non-English speaker. But, you know, I just feel like I should understand what the guy's saying. And I don't. But, you know, it's not limited to just that. I mean, a lot of people are really trying, and in some sense, I would say, well, you know, we should be patient because they're really trying, and the fact that they're trying to talk to you means they're learning the language and trying to learn it. But, you know, I mean, watch this World Series coming up, man. You were here in Chicago, you know,
yeah.
Ozzie Guillen. Of course,
right.
Here they convert him into Ozzie Guillen, but Ozzie Guillen, I defy you to figure out what the heck he's talking about. The other day, when they won the pennant, he kept saying that they had had a tremendous battle. And I thought, a battle? I realized it was a battle, but you know, he goes off, and my wife said, Cindy said, does he not know or does he not care? And I said, oh, no, he feels like he's really styling in English, you know.
But if you play baseball, it's okay, right?
Yeah, I get, you know.
As opposed to working at Burger King or McDonald's, where it's not okay.
Right, because, you know, the person at Burger King or McDonald's, we own them. You know, for the price of a Big Mac, we have also bought all the staff, and we don't like that. You know, but you know, it depends on what part of the country you're in. You hear the complaints, you know, I got a Pakistani cab driver. Okay, well, whatever, you know. There's African cab drivers a lot. There, you know, it's a polyglot nation, and in some sense, I think it's always been that way. And I think the people who are here are working on it. I really do. I know it seems like nobody cares, and I know that must be alienating. You know, I, being completely bilingual, I couldn't experience what I think Americans experience until I went to France when I didn't know what anybody was saying. And that was really disconcerting because I always, you know what somebody's saying in the U.S.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was really that really opened my eyes, you know. But I mean, look at me, man. I was a primary Spanish speaker when I was a little kid, and you know, I even had an accent when I was a little guy. But you learn, and partially, I think you learn through immersion, you know, education, reading, and it is a fact that we don't think that those immigrant kids, or at least the Hispanic ones, are doing well education-wise. But I was telling you in an email the other day, you know, the RAND Corporation did a study and are finding that second- and third-generation Hispanic arrivees, whether legal or illegal, are actually starting to excel at education. So they're getting there. I think, you know, it taxes people's patience, perhaps, and maybe kind of freaks them out a little bit, you know. But I think about my own dad. He came here legally, by the way. No hate mail, please. I always get hate mail when I talk to you, man. I don't know why, but
why? Why do people send you hate mail? I thought I was the only one who got hate mail.
You get really good hate mail, but I got a guy that wrote to me and said I stink worse than rotten tuna wiped on a toilet seat, which I thought was pretty good. You have to give the guy credit for creativity. But I think about my dad. You know, he came over here in the 50s, and he had a policy to learn English, which I really admire in retrospect, and that was he would learn 5 pages of the dictionary a week. He and another guy would study, and then they would quiz each other as a competition. 5 pages a week. That's a lot of studying, and they did it in their free time after work, you know, as well as, you know, having a really, I think, good ear for slang and pop-isms, and I write about that a lot. You know, like my dad liked phrases like easy ice, you know, give me a double. And he would say to me, you know, in the afternoons, Luis, do I have an accent? And I'd say, no, Dad, you don't. No, really? Oh, no. You sound American. Oh, well, that's okay then. It's pretty good, you know.
But, you know, it seems to me that the answer is that more of us should be bilingual. Like, I can't seem to learn Spanish, but I crave the sound of the language. And sometimes I think to myself, with the way the world works now, you know, with globalism and everything else, we're just poorer because we don't speak two languages. We're, like, if you live in Europe, those people speak 2 and 3 languages.
Right, right. But again, you know, I mean, in some ways, I think our solitude has been monumental, and you know, all we've needed was English, and we have certainly watched the rest of the world learn English to catch up to us. I mean, look at rock and roll, you know.
Yeah.
All those bands that were in Latin America used to learn English phonetically. They had no idea what they were saying, but they approximated the sounds of English. You know, and I think that's, you know, this is a slightly different flow of information now. And, you know, I think one reason I get hate mail when I talk to you is people think I'm all for illegal immigration, which I'm not. I'm all for humanity and trying to understand each other. And, you know, it's like global warming. Everybody's always worrying about, well, who's to blame? I think the right wing is really worried that we're going to blame them, so they deny it exists. And, you know, I like the libertarian approach, which is who cares who's to blame? The fact is that it's here. Let's deal with it. Let's forget about how or why, because the arguments have gone forever. But there's a situation that's here. Let's deal with it. And so I would, you know, I urge the people in the communities that I speak to, the Hispanic communities, to learn the language. you know, I do believe that it's a deadly thing for a nation to lose its central grip on its language, because it's a unifying factor. You know, it's the thing that makes us a unit. On the other hand, you know, I think if we opened our hearts and realized how wonderful these other languages are, because they are wonderful. You know, when I was a college guy, I got to be a tutor for some of the first Vietnamese boat people that came over, only because they spoke Spanish, which, you know, in some ways doesn't make any sense at all. But, you know, for the lack of anybody they had to do work with those folks, they figured I'd at least have a sense of what it must be like to try to learn English.
Right.
You know, and it turned out to be a wonderful experience, and one that I was much richer for. And I will just tell you, you know, one of the secrets about Spanish that I think is an important thing for people to realize is that I think Spanish feels like a holiday to Spanish speakers. And when they get together and get to speak Spanish, even if you just speak a sentence or two, you know, it's some kind of almost like a membership in a club. It feels good. It makes you happy. It brings back your ancestors and, you know, your memories and stuff. So in that sense, people long for Spanish just like you do. And, you know, my friend Demetrio Martinez just wrote this interesting book called Confessions of a Berlitz Tape Chicana.
That's great.
I should send it to you. It's
yeah,
pretty good.
That's great.
But, you know, there's a lot of people in the Chicano world who don't speak Spanish, whose families have assimilated, and they are now trying to backfill and get it back because they miss it.
All right. Hang on a second, and we'll come back.
Yeah.
8:16, 60 minutes after 8 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Luis Llorea with us. He's the author of The Devil's Highway, a must-read book about illegal immigration. And if you like literary blockbusters, if you like really good
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right. They're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-226-9008. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple pane windows at a double pane price. This is an unprecedented offer, and with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years, and they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
760, Boulder's Progressive Time.
8:20, 20 minutes after 8 a.m., 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning. It's mostly sunny. High today of around 78. A.M. 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, along with Luis Urrea, the author of The Devil's Highway, and also The Hummingbird's Daughter. All right, Luis, what do you say to those people who want an English-only amendment? They want English to be the official language of the United States of America.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of that, to tell you the truth. English only, certainly most of my adult life I've been really against it, thinking, well, that's a really racist and bigoted thing. But on the other hand, I think, well, you know, this is the country that speaks English. So I'm starting to waffle the older I get, I guess. But, you know, one could easily make a point that, well, we should be speaking Lakota then, shouldn't we? We should be speaking Apache then. What's the official language of the country? I'm not sure. I think it behooves everyone, if they want to succeed in this country, to learn the language. That's, you know, was certainly my chore and my task. And, you know, the task that all of my family members have gone through, some more successfully than others. On the other hand, I know as I grew up, I had Italian friends, and almost every Italian family I knew had a grandma or grandpa or both who never learned English, la nonna, you know,
yeah.
And that was considered kind of cute. I knew Chinese families had people who didn't speak English either, so I'm not sure. I just think for self-preservation, for a chance at success, and for the cohesion of ourselves as a unit, I feel like, you know, you should at least learn English and be able to use it. And I think people are really trying. It doesn't sound like it because accents are tough. But, you know, as you well know, your name in Mexican speak is Yay Marvin.
Yeah, Yay.
Yay Marvin.
Yeah, that's what they would call me. They called me that when I went to Cuba, too.
Yay. Well, you know, there's another thing. I mean, Spanish is not a monumental thing. I mean, the Spanish is different depending on the region and the country. And I joke about Ozzie Guillen speaking about the White Sox, but I guarantee you that if he speaks in Spanish, Mexicans will say, what did that guy say? Because, you know, Mexicans have a hard time understanding, say, Puerto Rican guys, or they make fun of Argentinians because of certain structures. You mentioned The Hummingbird's Daughter, not as a shill, but just to point out to you how silly it is. It's coming out in a Spanish edition, but it's coming out in two Spanish editions. There's one out of Spain, which will be in proper Spanish.
Is that considered to be Castilian?
Castilian, that's right.
Yeah.
And then there will be one coming out of Mexico with more, you know, street Mexican Spanish, which is unique unto itself. So, you know, I guess Americans may feel like, oh, man, there's this monumental creature, but you know there are subdivisions that are pretty stark within the greater beast of Spanish. And you got to remember that speaking English, you know, we often speak Spanish and all kinds of other words we don't even realize. Coffee, you know, we like to think of as a Mexican word in Mexico is café, but it's also a French word, café, but it comes from Iraq. They even know the guy who discovered the coffee bean, who was a goat herd named Khalid, and it used to be called kahwe. You know, I mean, you're speaking Iraqi. Yahoo, the great American cowboy outcry, Yahoo, comes from Ahua, a Mexican cry, you know, as does beef jerky, which was charqui. Chaps, lariats was la riata, the juzga was el juzgado. So, you know, I think we speak a whole mixture of words, and English is kind of an unstoppable machine, in my opinion. If you look at word roots, you can see.
Then, you know, if that's the case, if it's an unstoppable machine, why are there so many people out there threatened, and there are politicians who make a career out of exploiting this fear?
Well, yeah, because we're in the midst of a propaganda war. You know, you're in the midst of, and I'm not taking away anything from the actual, you know, to copy a Sean Hannity phrase, you know, the invasion of America. It's true that there's this overwhelming tide of people coming here. So it's tied into feeling invaded, feeling overwhelmed, not knowing what to do. The term illegal. I mean, that's a very powerful term. You know, we don't have time to go into the actual layers of illegality, but it's not even a criminal offense to come into a country without documents. But, you know, that all adds to it, and it sounds so alien, and it's what's on people's minds at the moment. But I think the process of Englishization, if there's such a word, you know, is a steady and nonstop process where English absorbs and transforms stuff. I think that there's just a massive influx right now that is shocking. I think, you know, if you go to France and Spain, there's a massive influx of Moroccan and African. They don't know what to do with not only language but culture and skin color. They don't know what's happening to their borders, and they're starting to get rather militant about you know, the what they see as the invaders. But that seems to me to be a kind of a human pattern that we can't deny, that we're migratory creatures, right?
Yeah.
You know, I always, when people contact me and chew me out because their relatives came here with papers, I always ask them, did you ask Crazy Horse about that? Did they check with Geronimo? Because I can guarantee you there were people sitting around the winter lodges somewhere up in South Dakota saying, you know, why don't these guys learn the language? Who are these guys?
Well, that whole manifest destiny thing that you're taught in school as a kid is basically a lie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, also, we like manifest destiny, but if you call it el destino manifestado, ooh, people don't like that.
Because they don't want to hear it in Spanish.
Don't turn it northward. Keep it going west, man.
Yeah, they don't like it. I don't know. It must be something wrong with me because I just don't feel threatened. I figure people are going to adopt one way or the other, and if they don't adopt, then it's their choice, like, not to be part of the system.
Well, in some ways, you know, it's the ultimate free market test, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it really is the ultimate free market test of whether you can come here, and if you choose to stay in your community and insulated and never learn English, it doesn't make a difference where you come from. I mean, you know as well as I do from living in Chicago, there are parts of Chicago like the Polish Triangle. There are people there who do not speak Polish. I mean, do not speak English. Yeah. They speak only Polish.
Yep. Chinese section, Greek town, same way. But, you know, that's always been part of the United States experience. I just think that there's so much of it in some places where people just don't know what to make of it. I mean, you know, I don't know what people think in Arkansas when they go to Burger King or, you know, 7-Eleven and can't talk to the clerk. You know, that must be a shock to them.
I think they feel threatened.
Well, I think they feel threatened because they feel like they're being invaded, you know, and I think that you can't discount the sense that there are unwelcome visitors coming here that they don't know how to stop. And if they, you know, it's no crime to be worried about the security of your country, right? But that doesn't mean that because the guy selling you a burger has an indefinable accent, it doesn't mean he's an Al-Qaeda operative. It means that he's a guy trying to make a living like you, and he's trying to learn your language. I think, you know, our impatience with people is understandable, but it's kind of sad. I mean, people are working
hard. In some ways, it's very, very wrong.
I promise you that they're trying hard because they know. They're not stupid. They know that if they want to make it in this country, they're going to learn everything they can about how to survive. You know, I can point to my own half-brothers who, you know, came here with no English, and they went on to be engineers and computer programmers and working at Rohr Aeronautics. You know, And they may have accents because you can't always lose your accent, but they also learned English, and I think, you know, people are doing it. And, you know, if you study with linguists and stuff, you can see some of the tragedies of not learning English, because I've seen that firsthand in the barrios. You know, a lot of those communities that were trapped between cultures in the 60s, there were kids who didn't learn standard English, but they couldn't speak Spanish either. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, I joked in one of my books, we don't have Ebonics in the Chicano community, but you could call it Aztonics, because, you know, it's sort of like a polyglot language. It's actually a kind of a Creole, you know, kind of a pidgin English that people speak. And it a lot of that generation got really limited by not having expression in either language that was...
All right. Luis, I hate to interrupt you, but we're out of time. I appreciate it. Thank you for being on the program. Thanks for talking about
this. My pleasure, Jay.
All right, we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, buddy, bye.
All right, there's Luis Urrea. The book is The Devil's Highway, Read It. It's about illegal immigration. It's worth reading. And also, The Hummingbird's Daughter. It's 8:30 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Ed Schultz told no by Armed Forces Radio. We'll talk to Ed coming up. 8:30 here at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get some progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. The problems just keep coming this morning. A new one on Colfax. A light rail hit a car near Calamass with special delays from I-25. Southbound 225, crews are busy clearing this accident on your approach to I-25, so expect things to stack up from Parker Road. We're still running heavy coming out of the Thornton area. Southbound I-25, it's busy from 104th right into downtown and through T-Rex. Also have a wreck working northbound I-25. This one at 120th. Eastbound 6th Avenue, it's slow from Wadsworth to Federal, and the Turnpike running heavy eastbound from Federal to Pecos. Checking out the forecast. Going to be a nice one today with sunny skies and highs in the upper 70s. It's 51 degrees right now. Now at Albertsons, check the price and save money on the items you use the most. Compare for yourself.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
What do you want to do tonight?
Maxnights.com.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right. They're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Quality, value, design, innovation.
customer satisfaction. Strength. At Engle Homes, it's simply better. At Engle Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engle Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engle Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngleHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's E-N-G-L-E HomesColorado.com.
It's sunny today, high of 78, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Ed Schultz was supposed to be on Armed Forces Radio, and they said no, and we're going to go directly to the phone line here and talk to Ed. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Great to be with you.
Yeah, nice to have you on, too. Okay, run this down for us. What exactly happened? You were supposed to be on Armed Forces Radio. I mean, after all, they've got Limbaugh on there. What happened?
Tell you, this goes back about 3 years when Tom Daschle was complaining about the fact that he kept getting a lot of correspondence from people in uniform that the Democrats did not support the military, and how could he do this, that, and the other. And he said it was just a cultural battle that was developing with this mindset of our troops. So Daschle approached the Armed Forces Radio Network and said, you know what, we got a problem. Nobody's telling our side of the story. And when we listen to these conservative talkers, all they're doing is beating us up, and it's not fair, it's not correct, they're inaccurate. And so this has been going on. Then Daschle, of course, lost his election, but the torch has been passed to a group of other senators who have really pounded away at Armed Forces Radio Network, trying to get them to get any progressive talker on there. And they decided on our show, and so they had set a date. I mean, this had gone on for some time. Finally, we had had a number of different start dates, then change, then cancel. They were going to take 3 hours, then an hour and a half, then 2 hours, then 1 hour. So we finally got a confirmation on September 29th. They were going to take the first hour of the Ed Schultz Show. It was going to start on October 17th, a Monday. It was a hard date. All right, so moving forward, we're talking for several weeks on the program, promoting that we're going to be on Armed Forces Radio Network.
Right.
Lo and behold, this teleconference thing comes down. I didn't think I was any more harsh about it than anybody else in the country. We all know what it was. It was a dog and pony show, and it was not a conversation. It was staged. It was rehearsed. It was programmed. And so I talk about that last Thursday and Friday and ran the clips of Alison Barber and made reference to her. And so, lo and behold, the day we're going to start, which was yesterday on Armed Forces Radio Network, October 17th, 6 o'clock in the morning, we get a phone call from none other than Alison Barber. She says, it's not going to happen. You're not starting today. I'm going out of the country for a week and a half. And Homie said, well, is it going to be on when you get back? I'm not sure. Probably not. Is it ever going to be on? I can't answer that. So that was it.
And that's censorship.
Well, it is censorship. So my first reaction was, you know, you hear about these things, but now we're in the middle of one, you know?
Yeah, really.
So my first reaction was, okay, did we have a contract? What's the communication? Is this a handshake? Is this a verbal? Is there an email trail? What's going on here? So I instantly got a hold of our representatives at Jones Radio. And I find out that a lot of the programming on Armed Forces Radio Network do not have contracts. And some of the programming does have contracts. Ours had a verbal and a written commitment via email of a hard start date, exactly what hour they were going to take, what program they were going to move. Now, you can't get any more detailed than that. And so, lo and behold, this story came down on Thursday and Friday, and then yesterday we get the plug pulled on us, which, you know, makes us look bad because we had been talking about being on it and we'd been on our web page, and we had, I thought, been more than positive about the whole thing. It's a great opportunity. There was no cash. We weren't going to get any more money for the Ed Schultz Show for being on Armed Forces Radio Network. We were actually getting on there for the promotion and the service to Americans around the world. So That's where we are. Now, last night, some reporters got on this, and of course, the blog traffic was pretty heavy on all of this. And the response, it's in the front page of the Washington Post today in the style section, which got pretty good response this morning, is that this guy, Manny Levy, who's the chief of the radio division for Armed Forces Network, who sent us the email of confirmation and a hard start date, he is now being positioned by Pentagon spokesman Brian Whitman as someone who got ahead of the process.
Oh, yeah, right.
They got ahead of the process. Now, I, of course, we have to have fun with this. There you go again. It's another overzealous staffer.
Right, exactly.
You know, they had an overzealous staffer on the Medicare debacle. They had an overzealous staffer on the Fargo 42. They had an overzealous staffer on the Denver 3. I mean, it's just these people won't quit.
Yeah, you know, but you know that's BS.
Sure it is. Sure it is.
And it's censorship. Plain simple. Does Limbaugh have a contract with them? Do you know about that?
I don't know if he does. Here are the three conservative programs that I know that they carry, and that is Limbaugh, Dr. Laura, and also James Dobson, Focus on the Family.
Oh, Lord.
So, I don't know if we're going to get on or not. I know that there's a lot of conversation on Capitol Hill right now. This didn't come from me. This is from people who were sick and tired of being vilified. You know what Rush does.
Yeah, of course.
He gets on there, and my comment to the Washington Post yesterday was, did I say anything about Alison Barber that is worse than what Rush Limbaugh has said about Hillary Clinton or Ted Kennedy or any other Democrat? I mean, this is going into the ears and the minds of the military troops around the world, and they can't take any balance. I know that Tom Harkin is furious about this. He's worked awful hard on this, and so this is a long way from being over.
Well, I certainly hope it isn't over, and I hope the people who are listening will go to both Senators Allard and Salazar, and also their congressperson, and make their feelings known about the fact that there's no balance on Armed Forces Radio, that you were given a hard start date of the 17th, that it didn't come through, and that this is nothing more than censorship, and this is a taxpayer-supported institution.
Exactly.
I mean, our tax dollars are going to keep this thing on the air.
Why don't they have a good lefty on there? Maybe we should just send all Republicans into the military and let them deal with everything. Maybe they should be the only ones that pay any tax at all.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe they should be the only ones that keep Armed Forces Radio on the air. Have you talked to your senator about it there in Fargo?
You know, here's where I'm at, Jay, is that I don't want to beg my way onto any radio station.
Right,
I don't want to beg my way onto any radio network. If this is going to unfold on its own merits, and this is going to get a life of its own without Ed Schultz calling up, people saying, "Hey, what about me?" You know, I don't want, and I didn't yesterday. The first senator that I talked about it yesterday was on the air, and that was Senator Frank Lautenberg, who's been pretty much a hawk on all of this all along. And things unfolded pretty fast yesterday, and I had to talk about it on the show.
Sure.
I mean, because I had talked about for 3 weeks that we were going to be on Armed Forces Radio Network, and it makes us look bad if we don't deliver. So that was my concern, and I'm not mean about it. I'm not furious about it. I took an attitude. Well, this is how they operate. You know, this is what they do. I'm living proof now that. You know, they do manipulate. They are about massaging the message. They're not about dissenting voices. And you know what? I'm not a dissenting voice on veterans' benefits. I'm not a dissenting voice on getting proper armor to our troops. I'm not a dissenting voice when it comes to military pay raises. I mean, I've been more than positive about the military. Do I agree with what's going on in Iraq? No, I don't. So we'll just have, and I did not agree, and I thought I took somewhat of a humorous and comical approach to this teleconference they had the other day. It was not a conversation. It was staged.
No, of course it was staged. We all saw that.
Yeah, and so if the President of the United States doesn't have enough confidence in his ability to stand up and talk straight to the troops and have them talk back to him, then it's not genuine. And that was my criticism, and I got after Alison Barber for coaching these military personnel up. And really, I thought it was demeaning to the military. I mean, when you're a captain in the United States military, I think you've got your wits about you, and you know exactly what to say, and that's speak from the heart, and that wasn't the case.
Yeah, they didn't let any of those people speak from the heart. Ed, it's good to hear from you. It's good to have you on the program, and we'll be following this. And I hope people will contact their elected representatives and let them know that there's just no balance in this, and it's not right, and censorship just is not right.
Well, that's one issue. The second issue is how they manipulate, and I think that that's really the key issue here is that there are progressives who are in the military that deserve their kind of programming, and it is tax dollars. And just as Senator Lautenberg said yesterday, these people are running it as if they own the company.
Well, let's put it this way. Armed Forces Radio is not a propaganda arm of the Republican Party.
Yeah, they're programming it like it is.
Yeah, well, they shouldn't. Ed, good to talk to you, and we'll hear you this afternoon between 1 and 4.
Jay, I appreciate everything you're doing. I appreciate your friendship. Thanks so much.
You got it, Ed. Thanks, man.
Bye-bye.
All right. There's Ed Schultz. And, you know, take time out today if you can. I mean, we ask participation on a lot of things, and I got a busy day today. But, you know, take time out if you can, and, you know, drop your elected representative, you know, an email, and let them know how you feel about this, and that the Armed Forces Radio is not a propaganda arm of the GOP, even though they think it is.
Prepare for yourself and save with lower prices on thousands of items throughout the store. Albertsons, helping make your life easier. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Trick? You just don't get the blah, 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 blah.
Or treat?
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
No tricks here.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Imagine becoming a millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-991-7748. That's 1-800-991-7748. 1-800-991-7748.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-226-9008. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Facts, which will tell you everything you need to know about the vehicle. Get out there and see my friends Fred Labrato and Colby and the Tower of Power and Ruben and just all the gang at Rockies. They're there. They're passionate about the cars they sell, and they want you to get the most bang for your buck. Rockies is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., but if you come close to 9, they'll stay late and things will be fine. They'll work it out with you. Also, check them out on the Internet. Don't take my word for it, but go look at the Internet. Go to their website, Rockies Autos. Put an S on the end of Autos. In the end of auto, so it's RockiesAutos.com, and check out the massive inventory for yourself, and you can also get pre-qualified for a car loan.
Highlight your business as one of our loyal sponsors. For more information on how to join, go to AM760.net and click on the blue list.
Sticking it to righties everywhere. Jay Marvin, AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 8:50, 10 minutes away from 9 o'clock on AM760. Boulder's Progressive Talk, mostly sunny. High today of around 78. Watch out, though. The weather's going to change. Wednesday night, about a 30% chance of showers. And then on Thursday, also a chance of rain. Did I give you the time? I did give you the time. It's 8:50, 10 minutes away from 9 on AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. We got Jameson Fosier coming up right after 9 o'clock for Media Matters for America. Well, I also want to get to the C&D referendum and talk a little bit about that, too. But right now, we're going to go to Anthony in Denver. Anthony, good morning, and welcome to AM760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Anthony. What's up?
Just called to let you know that I just called in to Senator Ken Salazar's office to let him know that he should get behind getting Ed Schultz on the Armed Forces Radio.
Oh, good. What'd they say?
Well, they said they were aware of it, and they would pass my message on to him. So, you know, a lot of us have, cell phones with free nationwide calling, so I just keep him on speed dial.
Wow, that's great, man. And they said they were aware of it, too, huh?
Yes, they did.
Good. Well, if enough people follow your example and enough of us call, maybe Ken Salazar or Wayne Allard will have something to say about it, and maybe Armed Forces Radio will do the right thing, which is to stop using it as a propaganda arm of the GOP and put some balance on there.
Exactly. One more thing. I just came up behind the car with the bumper sticker that said, somewhere in Texas there's a village missing an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a pretty good anti-Bush sticker.
That was a good one.
All right, Anthony. Thanks
a
lot, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, take care. All right, yeah, so take time out today to either call or just send an email about our buddy Ed Schultz. Because I never thought it was right when they put Limbaugh on, and I remember when that happened. And I never thought it was right because, you know something, it shouldn't be. I mean, if you're going to have the neocon perspective on Armed Forces Radio, then you got to turn around and you got to give the other side, right? Isn't that only fair? And yet this administration uses Armed Forces Radio Network, and this happened. You know, I can't only say this administration, but also, you know, this went on during Clinton's time too, that they use it as a propaganda arm, and assume that everybody in the military is right wing is a wrong assumption. There are many progressives in the military, and they have a right to hear their side of the story. And it wouldn't hurt. It doesn't hurt anybody to hear both sides. I mean, even I occasionally listen to right wing radio occasionally just to see what they're thinking and what they have to say. And it wouldn't hurt to have both sides on there. So to take some time out today from your busy schedule. And I know all of us are busy. And do we have those numbers, Turk? Do we have those numbers to call?
Yeah, I can relay them real quick, and I'll also write them down for you so you can give them out again a couple times, Jay. But here's the number to Senator Allard's office. It's 202-224-5941. That's, again, 202-224-5941. And then for Senator Ken Salazar, you got to call 202-224-5852. Again, 202-224-5852. So those are the numbers, Jay.
All right. Repeat them one more time just to make sure people got them.
This is for Senator Salazar, 202-224-5852, 202-224-5852. Senator Allard, as I flip my page real quickly, is 202-224-5941. That's extension 5941.
Yeah, and I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one who's bugged about this, but I think we all should be bugged about this. And it's about time that we stood up to this administration and stood up to the government and said, hey, you know, you can't do this. You can't use this thing as being a propaganda channel, which is what they're doing. They're using it as being a propaganda channel. I think most of us, even if we think that, you know, that the war is wrong, we support the troops. And this whole thing about using the troops as some kind of leverage to quash dissent, it's something that should definitely be stopped. You know, it's like when Limbaugh and these people go off on liberals. You know, I always want to ask them, how many liberals fought in World War II? How many liberals' names are up there on that Vietnam wall? Let's go to Patrick in Boulder. Patrick, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, Patrick.
I just wanted to commend you on actually, you know, putting out there that Clinton did the same thing. I mean, I'm an independent, and my thought on it is, to politics in general, I think we need to take a clearer scientific method towards them. I don't think that we could actually just come down on either side, because the GOP is wrong for doing that and quieting Ed Schultz. Ed Schultz is not necessarily someone I agree with, but he certainly he deserves the right to have his opinion heard.
Well, so, you know, when I talked about Clinton doing it, you know, Clinton did it in that he didn't really do it, but what he did was he basically didn't come down on Limbaugh being on the Armed Forces Radio Network, and he basically let it slide. Even though Limbaugh was engaged in a lot, I mean, just every day beating on Clinton. And, you know, the thing is, the American public has so much going on that they don't have time to catch every nuance of everything that happens. And the Armed Forces Radio Network should have been presenting both sides way back then.
Oh,
and not giving just one side of the story.
I think the military is a commodity of the U.S., and to say that it represents the U.S. on a whole is pretty right on. And I think that if you don't have both sides of the aisle stating their opinions, you're leaving out the American people. You know, I mean, because like you say, you know, not all people in the military are Republican conservatives. Yes, there are liberals. Yes, there are free thinkers. Yet there, you know,
right,
there's a whole range of everybody. And to, you know, shut off one side of that, I think breeds ignorance. And, you know, like I said, I'm not a liberal and I'm not a Democrat, but I still think to cut off that one side breeds ignorance.
Well,
thank you,
know, you
for your time, Jay.
I agree with you. Patrick, thanks. Have a good day.
You're welcome. You too.
Okay. Let's go to Joan in Fort Collins real quick. Joan, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay. Good morning.
Hi.
I was listening to Ed Schultz yesterday afternoon, and he opened the program with this news flash, and I went home and called both senators right away.
Oh, good for you.
And they were not aware of it at that point. So I was the first or one of the first to call about it. And I have to say that Senator Salazar's staff was very concerned about getting back in touch with me and wanted to make sure they had my email address. Senator Allard's staff had the attitude more of, okay, thanks, we'll let him know. And when I asked the woman who was answering his phones, how were they going to get back in touch with me to let me know how the senator would follow up on this? They said, it's up to you to write a letter or write an email and follow up with the senator.
Well, whether Wayne Allard decides to run again or not, that seat's going to be taken by a Democrat. That's going to be Mark Udall's seat. He's going to get it. He's going to run for the Senate.
Let's hope so, because Allard is just a cookie cutter.
Yeah,
and,
he really is.
We need to get somebody who actually has a conscience and likes to think, and that goes for Marilyn Musgrave, too. Oops, Freudian slip.
Yep, and Angie Piccioni is the one to vote for.
Absolutely, and I'm going to work on her campaign.
Oh, good for you.
So, anyway, I just wanted to let you know that they are taking the phone calls, and at least Senator Salazar seems to be somewhat more interested in following up with his constituents.
But all right. Thanks, Joan.
Let know, too. Bye-bye.
You got it. Yeah, let your senators know, and also your congressperson, whoever that might be. And, you know, being a talk show host here on AM 760, would it be kosher for me to work on Mark Udall's senatorial campaign when that rolls around, if I'm still here and haven't been fired by that time? I wonder if that would be right. I'll have to check with the management here, because I'm telling you, man, Mark Udall would make a fabulous senator. He's a fabulous congressman, and he'd make an even better senator. It's 8:58 on AM 760. We're going to talk to Jameson Fosier coming up, and then also I want to ask you about referendum C&D, so stick around.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
For more about virtual officing, call Intelligent Office in Boulder, Cherry Creek, and the Denver Tech Center at 303-447-9000. That's 303-447-9000.
Your chance to win $1,000 four times a day. Less commercial interruption. More time for Progressive Talk. AM 760. Now, CBS News. KKZN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. New clues as to how embattled Supreme Court nominee Harriet Myers might view hot topics like abortion if she joins the high court. It's information she gave to the Senate in advance of her confirmation hearings. Let's get more live from CBS's Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill.
The most striking answers in her questionnaire are two simple no's, in which Myers says she's given no assurance to any outside group as to how she'd vote on any case, including abortion, and wasn't asked about any specific case before being chosen. But in 1989, she filled out a political questionnaire for an anti-abortion group, saying she would support a constitutional amendment to bar all abortion, except when the life of the mother is in danger. Some of this might reassure conservatives who've been attacking her. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist acknowledges today her nomination is presenting a challenge. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
Wilma is now a hurricane in the northwest Caribbean with top winds near 75 miles an hour, but it's not moving very fast. The storm is expected to make a turn toward Florida when it heads into the Gulf of Mexico later this week. Wicked weather in Southern California. Another day of rain and thunderstorms in an area pounded yesterday with hail, mudslides, and power outages.
It was crazy. The storm coming across, we had some warning out from National Weather Service that we'd have flash flooding, and by golly, we got it.
Firefighter Nick Dunn, at least one death is blamed on the storms. Taunton, Massachusetts may pay dearly for last week's heavy rain in the northeast as a dam continues to weaken there. Doug Cope of WBZ Radio tells us.
There could be a large breach which could cause a surge of water to come through downtown, or perhaps it will leak out more slowly. They don't know exactly what's going to happen, but they are preparing for a possible wall of water to come right through the downtown section of this city.
Thousands have evacuated the area near downtown Taunton. Adrian Lemieux is ready to go.
My car is facing the outside, ready to hit the road, you know, when things are. I sort of prepared.
Prominent attorney Daniel Horowitz tells the San Francisco Chronicle evidence suggests his wife fought like hell as she was being beaten to death last weekend.
Horowitz, a frequent commentator on high-profile murder trials, reported finding his wife's body late Saturday at the mobile home where they've been living while a huge new house is under construction at their mountaintop estate. Investigators say the case is wide open.
CBS's John Blackstone in San Francisco. Police say many people had access to the couple's estate. Soaring energy prices sent the wholesale inflation rate up nearly 2% last month, biggest spike in 15 years.
It's a huge number, and it does indeed reflect the fact that energy prices have gone skyward. During the month, gasoline prices hit a record high. Natural gas prices hit a record high.
Economist Mark Zandi. The Dow is down 7. The NASDAQ is off 2. This is CBS News.
You've heard it's all about the O. Well, what does that mean? It means you have one place to go for a luxurious lifestyle. Overstock.com offers the web's best deals on designer fashions, books, music, sporting goods, bedding, assisted living products, all up to 70% off. Plus, affordable vacation packages and an auction department with hard-to-find one-of-a-kind items. Live operators 24/7, and it's $2.95 shipping on every order. Simple, safe, and easy. Overstock.com.
The Quaker Man may be 127 years old, but he's still pretty good in a fight. Don't believe me? Consider this. Not only is Quaker oatmeal a cholesterol-free food, it actually helps remove cholesterol. The soluble fiber in oatmeal hunts down cholesterol, grabs it, and kicks it out of the body. So Quaker oatmeal isn't just a tasty breakfast. It's a pretty feisty little heart helper. Quaker oatmeal. Something to smile about.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, we've been slammed with accidents all morning, and that continues now. We're dealing with one northbound I-25 at 120th on the Folk side. Southbound I-25 jams from 120th. That's because of a wreck at the left lane just past 84th. Once you get by that, a little sluggish into downtown. It's for T-Rex. Eastbound C-470, bunching up from Kipling. We have a six-car accident on the left shoulder just past Wadsworth. Westbound slows because of curiosity with that. And southbound 225 loaded up through ride into the tech center. Checking out the turnpike, looking a lot better as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster. Now onto the forecast. Sunny today with highs close to 80. It's 51 degrees right now. Stop by one of Guyry's 6 locations for their Hunter Douglas window fashion sale through October. Guyry's also offers interior design and color consultation and is the largest Spender & Moore paint dealer in Colorado. While there, don't forget Guyry's holiday specials on art supplies. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Last year, Al Franken came to Boulder and rocked the house. It was standing room only at the Boulder Theater.
Welcome to the Al Franken Show, everybody, across the country. We're coming to you from Boulder.
And it will be another packed event when Al brings his show to Boulder on Wednesday, November 16th. To be in the audience at the Boulder Theater for Al's show, check out am760.net. Free general admission tickets are now available.
Mile High City.
Brought to you by AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Time. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 9:05, 5 minutes after 9, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny, high of around 78 today. Jay Marvin here with you, and it's good to have you along. Let's go to Jameson Fosier from MediaMattersForAmerica.com. And Jameson, good morning.
Morning, Jay.
All right, a couple of things to go over with you this morning. First of all, what do you make of Ed Schultz being denied access to Armed Forces Radio that they jerked the thing on him, apparently, after he criticized Allison Barber?
Well, it's pretty bizarre if it unfolded the way it seems that it did, which is that for several weeks the Schultz people have been expecting that they were going to debut on American Forces Radio yesterday, and I guess the producer got a call at his home yesterday morning from Allison Barber saying that it had been pushed back and refusing to say whether or not they were ever even going to be on American Forces Radio. So that leaves, as you may know, Rush Limbaugh is the only political commentator on American Forces Radio. Which is in violation of the Defense Department guidelines that mandate that the radio network be politically balanced. Limbaugh's been the only voice on for years. We drew some attention to that last year after Limbaugh's comments praising the torture at Abu Ghraib, and Allison Barber popped up then defending the decision to keep him on by himself, and she, of course...
I don't mean to interrupt you, but sure. Do you remember? What did she use as an excuse?
Well, she said that it was actually kind of interesting. She said that they just made their programming decisions based on what was popular in the United States, and Rush Limbaugh has a lot of listeners, and that's true. She was then asked, so why don't you carry Howard Stern? And she said, well, with Howard Stern, the issue is one of whether or not he's appropriate. So she's basically acknowledging that AFR does make decisions based on what they consider appropriate programming. Since they carry Rush Limbaugh, that is essentially saying that they consider Rush Limbaugh's comments about Abu Ghraib to be appropriate. So she kind of got caught up in her own statement there. And then, of course, last week, as I'm sure you know and your listeners know, she popped up in the news again as she was
right.
The person at the Pentagon who was coaching the troops who were appearing with Bush on a little staged event that was supposed to look spontaneous and walking them through the questions they were going to get and how they should answer. And so Schultz had been somewhat critical of that on air last week, and you do have to wonder if it's just a coincidence that, you know, 3 days after he criticizes Allison Barber on air, she calls his producer at home and cancels the show.
You know, you talked about that the mandate that Armed Forces Radio has to be balanced and that those are the Pentagon rules. How come nobody has held them accountable for this?
Well, a year ago, in the spring of 2004, actually, about a year and a half ago, when we raised this issue around Limbaugh's comments, it did get some attention, and the Senate actually unanimously passed an amendment to a defense authorization bill basically asking American Forces Radio to live up to the guidelines, these Defense Department guidelines, and be balanced in their programming, and that passed the Senate unanimously.
But they haven't done anything about it.
They haven't done anything about it. Limbaugh's still on there alone, and taxpayer money funds this thing. That's one of the problems with it. Taxpayer money funds American Forces Radio. Of course, another problem is that, you know, Rush Limbaugh's, this divisive figure who can't be good. It can't be good for our troops' morale to have somebody being broadcast to them during a time of war where men and women are serving alongside each other, where people of all races and backgrounds are serving alongside each other, and you get Rush Limbaugh on the air saying women want to be sexually harassed. I don't know how that can conceivably be good for the morale of our troops.
No, I don't either. 9:09, 9 minutes after 9 on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jameson Fosier with us from Media Matters for America. Limbaugh also, lies on a regular basis. I mean, you guys caught him falsely claiming religious conservatives were united behind Myers.
Yeah,
correct?
That's just bizarre. He claimed that, and you know, if anybody who's read the news or turned on a, you know, read a newspaper or turned on television the last couple weeks knows that that's not true, that there's a huge schism in, on the right over Myers. We're working on something today, speaking of Limbaugh and lying, that shows just how big a liar he is. He was complaining yesterday on his radio show that the Washington Post didn't cover the vote in Iraq, that they buried it on page A22, and he must have said A22 six or seven times,
right,
to emphasize how deep in the paper it was buried. He's right. The article he was reading was on page A22. There was also a front page article.
How did he miss the front page article?
I don't think he missed it. I don't think he doesn't care. You know, Ann Coulter did the same thing in one of her books. She claimed that the New York Times hadn't put the Dale Earnhardt's death on the front page, and it had. It was just right there. You know, there were articles on the front page.
Oh, Lord. Makes you wonder if Limbaugh's back on the OxyContin. I can't wait to read what you guys have to say about that. How about Louis Free on Meet the Press? He was talking about the Khobar Towers claim and about Bill Clinton. Was there any truth to any of that?
Well, who knows? You know, Louis Free writes in his book that that Bill Clinton didn't press the Saudis for access to some suspects for the bombing, and Free criticizes him pretty strongly for that. And Free actually writes that though Clinton didn't press the Saudis for access to these suspects, he did ask them for money for his presidential library, and that's obviously a very controversial claim. Free wasn't in the meeting in question, which he has sort of grudgingly acknowledged. He doesn't indicate in his book who his source was, so Tim Russert actually asked him, and it was rare in the interviews Free's done so far that somebody actually asks him what he's basing that on, so you got to give Russert some credit for that. But Free kind of hemmed and hawed and tried to take both sides. He first said that his sources were people who had first-hand knowledge, which suggests that they were in the meeting, and then he went on to say they have identity with people who were in the meeting, which doesn't even really make much sense, but it strongly suggests that they weren't in the meeting. And then he went back to claiming they were there. So, you know, it's hard to get a straight story out of this guy about who his sources were for this, and hopefully it's something that subsequent interviewers, if he's on more television and radio shows, will bring up.
All right, I got one more for you. In an effort to smear plame leak prosecutor, George Will and Irving Kristol basically claimed that investigators were limited to a 1982 law. What about that?
Sure. It was actually Irving Kristol's kid, Bill Kristol.
Bill Kristol, that's right. Yeah, I'm sorry.
This is a pretty common line out there, and it's probably going to get more common in the coming days, that a bunch of conservatives who want to downplay any wrongdoing here are pretending that Fitzgerald's investigation was limited to the 1982 Intelligence Identities Protection Act. In fact, Fitzgerald has a much broader mandate than that. He was given authority to investigate whatever he needed to get to the bottom of what happened. And there's increasing speculation that there's actually a 1917 Espionage Act that might be the more relevant thing. So it's just part of a widespread effort we're seeing from people trying to suggest that Fitzgerald's gone further than his original authorization would allow him, and it just isn't true. This notion that the 1982 Act is the only possible law in question that may have been broken is wrong.
You're sitting there in Washington, D.C. What buzz do you pick up on this? Do you think there'll be indictments?
Oh, you know, I couldn't begin to guess. I think this, Fitzgerald's investigation has been the pretty rare Washington investigation in recent years that hasn't had a lot of leaks. And, frankly, I think that's a good thing. I think he's doing his job pretty well in that regard, as far as I can see. So I wouldn't want to speculate. I will say that, you know, nobody in this town is thinking about anything else. And it's definitely on everybody's minds. And I think, if you ask 10 people, probably 7 of them, 8 of them would say that there will be indictments.
Yeah, it's interesting how most of the Republican talking heads don't want to face up to the probability, or no, I don't want to say probability because I don't know either, but want to face up to the idea that there could be indictments of people that close to the vice president or the president.
Well, I think a lot of what you're seeing is they're recognizing that there very well may be indictments, and they're trying to lay the groundwork now to claim that Fitzgerald's some sort of overzealous partisan investigator, which is bizarre. The guy's a Republican, and he was picked by the Bush administration, but that's what this is about. This is about laying the groundwork to claim that he went further than he was supposed to. It's about trying to, set up a defense for when there is an indictment.
They never stop, do they?
You know, they've had some success with it. It does seem like in the last few months things have started to unravel on them a little bit.
Yeah, it sure does. You know, one last question I want to ask you for my own personal just reference. Do you judge Chris Matthews to be a conservative, liberal, or neither?
You know,
It's hard to pin down what he is.
He is. I think I'd probably have to go neither. I think on some social issues, he's fairly conservative. He's probably neither, though. He's a mix. He's actually, frankly, ideologically where, you know, probably a lot of people are. They're not all that easy to pigeonhole. The problems we've typically had with Chris Matthews' reporting and the criticism we've done of his reporting haven't necessarily been that he's overly ideological. I think he gets a point of view in his mind and is kind of blinded to the shortcomings with it or anything that contradicts it. And so
the reason I ask is because last night, he had on a former Republican governor, and also a guy who had been the attorney general of some state. I can't remember. Maybe I want to say Virginia, but I could be wrong. And this guy was a Republican. He was obviously trying to spin this indictment thing, and Matthews was just hammering on him.
Yeah, he'll do that. You know, at his best, when he's very well informed about it and understands an issue, it's when he's at his best as an interviewer. He's willing to ask tougher questions than a lot of his colleagues are. We saw that a couple times last year around the issue of John Kerry's military record. He really went after one of his guests, Michelle Malkin, when she made a false claim about something. At its worst, it manifests itself in a way where he'll sort of get something in his head and won't have thought through things fully or won't know all the facts and won't be open to new information that somebody gives him. So it's kind of a double-edged sword, but he definitely is prone to do that from time to time.
All right. Hey, Jameson, thank you so much for your time. If people want to find out more, they can go to www.mediamatters.org and look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Thanks a lot, Jay. Take care.
Okay, you bet. All right. 9:16, 60 minutes after 9. What I want to do coming up here next is talk about referendum C&D. I want to run a straw poll here because referendum C&D has just been all over the media. It's starting to get more and more attention as we grow closer to November the 1st. The election date, I believe, is November the 1st. Anyway, some of you have mail-in ballots. Others maybe not. I don't know. It depends on where you live. But I want to get your opinion about C&D, so we'll do that coming up here.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-226-9008. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Imagine becoming a millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-991-7748. That's 1-800-991-7748. 1-800-991-7748.
You, one free window with every two you buy. Call Regency Bristol Windows, 303-233.
Already joined Teamsters Local 2004. Now, these are people who provide those services that make Denver a great place to live and work. These men and women believe their wages and benefits should be negotiated by a team of city employees representing all agencies, and they know the Teamsters Union, an organization with the skill and knowledge and power to negotiate effectively, is the union to make collective bargaining a reality. Mayor Hickenlooper says people who work for Denver city government will say it's an even better place to work than it was in 2003. Well, I don't think that employees increase costs for pension and health care, and employees having to take forced days off without pay are signs of an even better place to work in 2005. These reductions not only affect the employees, but the persons needing those essential city services. Mayor Hickenlooper only has temporarily to the office. Then it's back to the corporate restaurant business. And after his temporary fling with public service, what will you, the employee who has dedicated your career to the citizens of Denver, be left with? All of you have the power to stop this, and the Teamsters Local 2004 wants to help. Please call Ed Bagwell at 303-433-1718. That's 303-433.
Proper disposal. Call Executive Recycling today for a free quote. 303-791-0808. 303-791-0808.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
21, 21 minutes after 9, mostly sunny with a high of 78. 303-713-7600, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Dissent, discussion, and disagreement here. Let's talk about referendum C and D. We're going to talk more about it tomorrow, too. The first thing I want to say off the bat is the vote no, it's your dough, people. If you look at the Denver Post today, I believe it's in the Denver Post, although it could be the Rocky, because I saw it this morning at like 4:30 in the morning. But if you read about where the vote no, it's your dough people get their money, they're getting it all from out-of-town sources, which I find to be very interesting. And they're also running ads that confuse people, making people think that they're not going to get their regular tax refund from the state of Colorado when it's their Tabor check is what we're talking about, which doesn't amount to that much money. But they have people totally and completely confused about this. So, here's what I want to ask you. It's your chance to vote yay or nay on C and D. Let's see where your head's at on it. 303-713-7600. That's 303-713-7600. I got two lines open. Let's go to Glenn in Colorado Springs. Glenn, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. I did want to give you my opinion on C and D, but I wanted to tell you yesterday, your show on the English-only topic, I don't know if you realized how great a show you really did.
I don't. It was just the same thing as I normally do, I think.
Well, and you do a great job. I'm a Christian conservative, and usually we disagree, but you do a great job. And yesterday, you stated what your position was, but then you shared, the practical life experience, this happened, and so, you're not sure about this, and your callers were great with great points. And I just listening to it, I thought, boy, a lot of days you guys sound not that much different from the right-wing shows. We just attack, the guys that are against our position, and it's a lot of sound bites and all. But I tell you what, yesterday it was a topic that everybody had different views on, but it was probably your best show. I've only been here about 2 months now, and you just did such a great job of not just, harping on, well, this is my position, and this is the way I see it, and that's the way it is. I mean, you even were honest enough to say, you walked in there and your position didn't hold up as well under the real-life experience, and when you said, there's no easy answers. I just wish all the topics that we deal with, that sometimes we just be more like your show yesterday. That was just, I just wanted to congratulate you. I thought it was excellent.
Well, thanks, man. How long have you been here?
It's almost 3 months now.
Where'd you come from?
Well, we came from upstate New York, the tax capital of the world, I think. And that's why this C&D is kind of hitting us a little. My wife was in tears yesterday when I got home because she had gotten some mailings from what you would call, I'm sure, a right-wing group trying to distort the facts and everything else. And basically my question to you is, because I really don't understand a lot about C&D, I love the fact that Colorado is not like New York and New Jersey where the taxes are low. I get to keep more of my money and decide where I'm going to spend it, whether it's college for my kids or groceries or a car or whatever. I will tell you the cost of living out here is much higher than upstate New York, but with the lower taxes, we can, we can get by. So that's why now we're real concerned that can we still afford to live here if what the mailing yesterday was saying is that our taxes for an average family of four are going to go up, if we average it out by year, and it was a little over $1,000 a year.
That's not true. What they're talking about doing here is keeping your Tabor money. And this state hasn't had a Tabor refund check in like three years, I believe it is. And it has nothing to do with your state income tax. It has nothing at all to do, and that's a distortion. And that's basically what you're voting on doing. What you're basically voting on doing is you're basically voting on the state being able to, both C and D, being able to keep that money instead of refunding it. And it has nothing to do with your state income tax, and this is where they're confusing the issue.
So what if, again, right down to the where the rubber hits the road, for just a family that this is what your tax base is right now, the increase would be?
There's no increase. There's no increase. There's just no refund on your Tabor check, which this state hasn't had for 3 years. There's no tax increase. The vote no, it's your dough people, want you to believe that. And I'd like to ask them why it is that, that uniformly everybody from Governor Bill Owens to, the organizations that have signed on to the yes vote, yes C&D, is a mile long, and the vote no, it's your dough people are taking money from out of state, including Grover Norquist. Grover Norquist doesn't have to live here. He doesn't have to drive Colorado's roads. He doesn't have to pay tuition to Colorado's colleges.
Right.
That's what you're really looking at.
Yeah, I think a lot of us, and I know there's a lot of us transplants here in Colorado, and we come out here for a lot of reasons. But it seems to me, and I could be totally wrong, but it's an opportunity that I just hope folks in Colorado realize that they've got a great tax situation here. Keep the politicians accountable to spending correctly. Don't turn into a New York or New Jersey, where true, there's every service under the sun, but the taxes are just out of control. So
well, I don't think that's what they're talking about doing, but what they are talking about doing is making up for the when they got hit during the recession and for the lean years that were here. And the fact is that this state has got some problems that it's got to take care of, such as its infrastructure, such as its education structure, and vote no on your it's your dough is constantly confusing the issue. And if you come from out of state and are not familiar with the history, look, I got snagged into this too when I first came here. I thought, oh my God, you know, they're talking about keeping my state income tax return. And then I had a woman call me on the phone and said it, and I agreed with her. I said, well, I don't want them to keep my state income tax. And then I found out, that, thanks to Speaker of the House Andrew Romanoff, that the fact is that it's not your state income tax that they're talking about keeping. It's your Tabor refund check, which hasn't been given in the state in 3 years because they haven't had the money.
All right. Well, that's reassuring because, boy, I sure would. You know, you said it yesterday, too, that in this country you should have a right to fail. And I was thinking about that. But, again, coming from New York, you know, a 16-year-old son has the right to fail. But as his parent, how much should I be there to bail him out, to let him, you know, take his lumps on his own, that kind of thing?
Oh, God, I don't even.
As a society, we have to be careful. I agree with you that you have the right to fail here in this country. But then I don't want our government to turn around and reward people for making those bad choices.
Well, I don't think it's the government turning around and rewarding anybody for bad choices. I think you have to have, to a certain degree, you cannot have a large spread between the haves and have-nots and not have social unrest, which is what you see in a lot of third world countries. Hey, Glenn, thank you, man. I appreciate the call. Okay, well, he's going to say you take care. Let me go to Sam in Denver. Sam, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey.
Hey, Sam.
How you doing?
Okay.
Yeah, I watched this debate they had with the CND thing.
Right.
And what else? You know, everybody talking about these roads and things, but my understanding, I thought that's what the lotto was for. And then they had a big write-up how much money they made on the casinos, the taxes they was gathering up on that. So, and the lady was on there from the Denver Post, I mean the Rocky Mountain News, she said, well, you know, I'm willing to pay my $200 and some in my tax refund. I'll be willing to do that. But see, what she's willing to do that, a lot of people just can't do that. But, I mean, I know it's...
Well, how have you survived over the last 3 years if you couldn't do it?
Oh, if I couldn't pay that?
No, you haven't gotten a Tabor refund check in the last 3 years. How have you survived?
Well, what I'm saying is like this. What I'm thinking about, if I think that if they got the money, why do they have to keep getting these, talking about signing up for this bill, getting this bill?
Because there was a time in this state when they got hit by the recession and things were lean. And things that needed to be taken care of didn't get taken care of. And because in everything you do, you're going to have spiraling costs. And what this money is going for is for roads and infrastructure. What it's going for is schools. And what it's doing is keeping the tuition from spiking to the point where people who live here can't afford to send their kids to college.
Well, see, that sounds like, you know, that's mismanagement up in there.
That's not mismanagement. That's not mismanagement at all. They've cut the budget as lean as they possibly can cut it. I believe they took over $1 million out of it or something like that last year or the year before last. I mean, it's not a mismanagement thing at all. It's a fact is that this is the real world we live in, and you can't fly for free.
Well, I understand that, but then they keep talking about that's what the lotto, they put that in. They said that was supposed to be for the roads. Then they come out, and then they say, we got the casinos in. They're supposed to be getting
Yeah, but, then, then you go into an area where you get hit by recession and you don't have the income coming in. Then what are you supposed to do?
Repeal some of those taxes for the rich.
Well, that's not, you know what, you're talking now federal versus state. And the federal government, I agree with you, but the state government doesn't operate that way. Sam, thank you. I appreciate the call.
All right.
It's 9:31, 29 minutes in front of 10 here. 303-713-7600 if you want to jump into this discussion about C&D. 9:31, 29 minutes away from 10, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get some progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. We've been slammed with accidents all morning, and we still have a couple working. One south on I-25 just past 84th Avenue. Once you get by that, stay slow into downtown and through Key Rex. Eastbound C-470 slows from Kipling. That's because of a six-car crash. It's off to the left shoulder just past Wadsworth. That's also slowing you down westbound because of curiosity. And southbound 225 loaded up for your ride into the tech center. I-70 looking a lot better between Wheat Ridge and Aurora. And the turnpike moving along fine east and westbound. Now, checking the forecast, it's going to be beautiful today. Sunny skies and highs close to 80. Right now we're at 51 degrees. Todd Helton says, take the freeway to Freeway Ford, and right now get a loaded 04 Explorer for just $14.9. Selling new and used SUVs and pickups fast and for thousands less. That's how they survive T-Rex. Get your loaded O4.
The mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-226-9008. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Imagine becoming a millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-991-7748. That's 1-800-991-7748. 1-800-991-7748.
Down to the tech center to get tickets. What about those of us who can't afford to pay for the gasoline? And I didn't email her back. You know, I felt like emailing her back and saying, you know, the tickets are free. I mean, what more do you want us to do? You want us to send a limo up there to pick you up? For God's sakes. All right, let's go to Jake in Denver. Jake, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, Jake. How are you?
Well, first of all, I want to let you guys know I'm never drinking alcohol again, number one.
Why is that? Why is that?
Well, it's the up is not worth the down.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, secondly, my mother is curious. She owns a house free and clear over here in Cherry Creek, and she's worried that C&D is going to raise her property taxes, and I don't know enough about it
No, it's not going to. It's not going to raise. No, it's not going to raise our property taxes. It's only about. It's only about your Tabor check. It's not about anything else. But the vote no on your Doe people want you to believe that it's going to cause all kinds of evils when it comes to your pocketbook, and that's not true. I mean, we haven't had a Tabor check refund in this state in, well, I've only been here for like 7-8 months, but they tell me for 3 years.
What does so, Tabor check mean? I don't understand.
That's not, that's when the when the state government collects money up to a certain point, then they have to refund it to you. They have to read you. You get a check back for it.
Okay.
It's a it's the Douglas Bruce thing, and basically what all they're saying is that they want to retain the money to be able to make the improvements in roads and to be able to you know to keep tuition down in the schools and help out the K-12 and the whole thing about education has nothing to do with your property taxes.
But why is tuition in the schools?
Spiraling? Because it's spiraling all over.
Why is it? I mean, because I'm in a PhD program at UCD, and my tuition has skyrocketed since my undergraduate degree.
Oh, yeah.
Why is it gotten? Why is it getting so high? Because it's
getting expensive, and the money out there is very, very lean. There's not a lot of money out there, and that's one of the things that they're talking about, to keep your tuition from going up any higher.
But why is it? Why is there no money out there? I mean, is it because
the state was hit with a recession. That's why, and they don't have the kind of money that they have to put towards it, like they used to.
So I can tell Mom that the voting yes for C&D, which actually, you know, you guys had an advertisement on your radio there.
I know,
that
the club
no
for
C&D.
The Club for Growth, right, which I believe that's out-of-town money, too.
So I can tell her, hey, listen, Mom, vote yes for C&D, and she's a diehard liberal because why?
Because it's not going to affect your property taxes, because it's going to improve the education system in the state of Colorado. It's going to take care of the crumbling infrastructure, which is the roads, and it's also going to keep college tuition down.
Okay, and it's not going to affect, because she's broke, so it's not going to affect her in any, like...
She's just not going to get a Tabor check, that's all, but ask her if she got one last year. She didn't get one last year,
she
didn't get one the year before that.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, brother. Well, nice talking to you.
All right, Jake. Take care. Don't drink.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Stay out of the alcohol. It's not good for you. Let's go to Carol in Denver. Carol, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Hi, Carol. How are you?
I'm fine. There seems to be a lot of confusion on C&D, and I'm not an expert, but I think I understand that we basically at one time passed both amendments, and people are confusing the two amendments.
Right.
Tabor was basically saying if the state collects a certain percentage of tax above inflation, they have to return it to the taxpayer.
Exactly.
And the problem with that was, like you said, we hit a recession, and even though they weren't necessarily getting a great amount of tax money in, they were still getting more than inflation, and in some years, less. And that's why we never got any rebate back on our tax, income tax form. You know, where it's a, there's a section, what people are confusing on the income tax reform form is our normal taxes that we go
right.
through.
Da, right.
Da, 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 da. We do all that.
Exactly, your state taxes.
Exactly. And then there's a section there that says you're going to get this rebate if your income is a certain percentage because we have access.
Right.
Okay. Well, we're not going to get that rebate. And it's only one small part of the income tax, and it has nothing to do with property tax. The other amendment that we passed to say we have to vote on all tax increases is still in effect. They can't just start jacking up stuff without asking us first. This is simply saying that the Tabor has a ratcheting down effect during bad years, and we've got to make up for that because we haven't had money to do what we needed to do over the last 3 to 4 years.
You know, this whole idea of government, and it's very popular across the country, was popular, and now governments are suffering for it, was this whole idea that instead of saving and holding on to money for a rainy day, what they did was they cut programs and got into a position of this whole thing about, well, let's give the taxpayers back their money. But then when the economy goes bad and when they're not able to collect what they could and they don't have any money for a rainy day, then you're on the ropes.
Exactly. And you have no way of getting the money because the people keep voting down everything.
Right, exactly. You can't get it any other way. I agree.
And the Tabor was kind of like a double whammy I mean, during good years, it's phenomenal.
Right. It's a great plan.
During good years, the government can't keep all this excess money. They have to return it to us. They can't expand government. But during lean years, it's a killer.
I know it.
And believe me, I am very conservative when it comes to money. Very liberal in other areas. But
right.
When it comes to money, I pretty well am on the Republican side of the House saying, don't get it. And I am for Sandy because I understand how hard the government has worked, both state and city, over the last 5 years, basically, to trim back. And I think we as long as the economy keeps going the way it is, that the state has no, and the city has no recourse but to ask for a relief from Tabor.
I agree.
If they start asking relief from my other amendment
then,
to vote on their tax increases, they're not going to get it.
Then they're going to raise. Then you're going to raise hell.
Exactly.
All right, Carol. Thank you for a marvelous call.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Okay. Well, that frees up one line at 303-713-7600. I remember arguing with Governor Bill Owens about this, about having money for a rainy day. About because you never know what's going to happen with the economy, and you're never going to know what's going to happen with revenue. 9:43, it's, 17 minutes in front of 10 o'clock here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. It's been a weird day here this morning. I don't know how many of you are with us between 6 and 7 this morning. Man, oh man, what a weird hour that was. And it wasn't because we got weird calls, it was because I was like all over the map with stuff. And there's so much stuff to talk about that you just can't fit into 4 hours. I need like 5 or 6 hours to do this, you know? All right, we'll come back with more of your calls here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, the drive in and around Boulder, pretty good shape as you make your way across town. Shouldn't have any delays. And head down to town on the diagonal. Looks good up to Longmont. No worries with 93 to and from Golden. And the turnpike showing good speeds in both directions to and from Denver. And Denver still dealing with a little slowing coming down from 84th, I-25 southbound there. Had that earlier accident, but seems to be improving. And the rest of the highway system, a little bit sluggish there between downtown and the tech center, but that's getting better, and a little bit better on the rest of the highway system as you make your way around Denver right now. Boulder forecast, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-70s. Clouds roll in tonight, though, low 45, and cloudy and much cooler tomorrow with showers likely and a high of 55. Right now it's 62 degrees in Boulder. Brakes Plus does brakes plus a whole lot more. Now through October 31st, buy two Monroe shocks and struts and get two free. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com. America comes to Brakes Plus. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and Einstein Brothers want to give you and your coworkers a break from the everyday routine.
Each week for 4 weeks,
AM 760 and Einstein Brothers will be bringing one lucky workplace breakfast.
And you should too. And one of the places to go get a car where you do get the most for your money is Rocky's Autos. Mary and I just bought a car there 3-4 months ago. We bought numerous automobiles there and have always gotten great deals and have always come away satisfied. John Turk, who produces this show, just bought a car at Rocky's. Rockies has the largest selection of clean, late-modeled used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. And right now, Rockies has got their matching down incentive going on, up to $1,500. So if you put down $1,500, they'll put down $1,500, and that's like having $3,000 to put down on an automobile. Not bad, huh? And Rockies has been family-owned and operated since 1982. They're open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Rockies also wraps their arms around you with the worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of power train protection. So get on out to Rockies and see my friends Colby in the Tower of Power. See Ruben out there or Fred Labrato or any of the gang out of Rockies. Jim Monroe, they're all good people and they're there to help you. And Rockies has got a huge selection. And if you don't believe me, check it out on the internet at Rockies Autos. Put the S on the end of auto. RockiesAutos.com. And you can also pre-qualify for a car loan. But you can sit there and shop in the basic comfort of your own home or your office or wherever you might be that you've got a computer. RockiesAutos.com is the place to go. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Bull Chance of Rain. I don't want to go out on a limb here. Say it's going to rain. We're talking about referendum C&D tomorrow. We'll have Andrew Romanoff on to talk about it. And also, we're going to have Judd Legum on from the Center for American Progress tomorrow morning between 6 and 6:30. And you don't want to miss that because we're going to talk about Plamegate. And everybody in Washington, D.C. right now is holding their breath, waiting to see if any indictments come down. Let's go to Ann in Littleton. Ann, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey.
Hi, Ann.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, I just wanted to add a little bit to the explanation of the situation that we're in at the state. It's a combination of the Tabor Amendment, the Gallagher Amendment, and Amendment 23. And the combination of the three of them has put us in the financial, I like to use the word bind, other people think it's where we're supposed to be. But anyway, the Tabor situation uses a ratchet effect. And it basically has ratcheted because of the financial situation in 2001 and thereafter.
Right.
It basically brought us down to about a 1992 financial level. And because everything since, you know, in 2005 has sure gone up from 1992, you've got your bulk of your pot of your money, the pot, has to be divvied. And the bulk of the money is actually being spent right now on prisons and Medicaid. And so there's very little left over to be spent on roads, colleges, K through 12 education. And the Tabor Amendment says that you can only increase, you know, your taxes based on, or excuse me, that's not true. You can keep the money based on inflation plus population growth.
Right.
So we are in a financial situation where we have made a little bit more than population and inflation, and that's what's being given back, is that difference, what you keep calling the Tabor money, the Tabor
check. Right, the Tabor check.
Right, exactly. So it has nothing at all to do with tax increases. And I really want people to understand, Douglas Bruce is out to destroy our state. He has no children. He has no family. He does not care. In fact, he said at one of the state, he was at a college, a community college down in the southeastern part of Colorado, and he made the statement that his intention is to destroy, to do away with all state-funded schools.
He thinks they're indoctrination centers.
Exactly, and he doesn't care. He does not care. His desire is to basically destroy any form of public education. So in that sense, that kid that called, I was saying into the phone, this is going to keep your tuition rate down.
Right.
Right now, we were told the schools are going to get, the colleges, all the colleges are going to get a minimum of a 25 to 68% decrease in funding. And at 25%, if we were to keep everything just, you know, the same, the tuition would have to increase 80%. To just keep everything the same at a 25% decrease.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense.
So we really have to understand what all of this is about and make educational decisions based on what's best for our state as a whole. People come here. Companies come here when we educate our people.
Yeah, because they're looking for an educated workforce.
Exactly. And so they look at us and they say they don't care. You know, they're not educating the workforce. We're not going to go there because we're going to have to bring people in from other states.
Right.
The other thing is the money for prisons, and I can't imagine anybody's going to be glad about letting all the prisoners go because we cannot afford to keep them in prison. Or even Medicaid. You're talking about a very small population that this is not welfare. Medicaid helps the medically indigent, and it's not just people who can't afford it. I have friends who, she has two children who are both CP,
mm-hmm.
that's cerebral palsy, and they are nonverbal, non-mobile. And her husband works and she works, and their insurance covers a lot, but what it doesn't cover are things like diapers and physical therapy, that's over and above what her insurance covers. And if she didn't have Medicaid, her husband would have to go bankrupt because they could not afford to cover all of this. Plus, people have to understand, the Medicaid budget, 50% is state, 50% is matched by the federal government.
Right, that's true.
And we have to understand how much work, what this employs in our state. How many people are given jobs, nice paying jobs? We're talking, you know, educated people, doctors, nurses, physical therapists, pharmacists, and all of this other, you know, other medically oriented people, that this is, if they don't work here, they're going to leave. So these are high paying jobs that are paying the stores, that are paying the housing prices, that are paying, you know what I'm saying? This is all what our state needs, and high educated paying jobs.
And this has nothing to do with property taxes or regular income tax return.
Nothing.
But they want you to believe that, though.
Yes,
that
they do.
They keep confusing it by running these ads. They're just basically, what they're doing is they're just lying.
That's right. And their intention is to then use us as an example of how wonderful it is to destroy a state.
Right.
And then they're going to take this to other states. And that's why the money is coming in from other states.
Yep, that's exactly right, and it is. And if you look at, there's an article today, and I believe it's in the Denver Post.
Mm-hmm.
There's an article today about how the financial filings, it's the partial of no, it's your dough, part of the financial filings show that the money is coming from out of state. Why is it that people can't see that there's no funding coming from inside the state of Colorado? Because most people know how much damage a vote against C&D will do.
Exactly.
And, you know, I mean, it's like, wake up and look where the money's coming from, because that'll tell you a lot right there.
And care about everyone in the state.
Right.
You're not losing. And the other thing that just absolutely gets me horrified is how much they lie. There is a total of less than $500 over 5 years. So the average check that will come back, if you get that check, is like $37.
Right, which isn't very much.
No. And, you know, I want to say to all my conservative friends, if this doesn't pass, I'll make you a deal. If this doesn't pass, I'll give you my check, my paper check. You pay the difference for my children. I have two children in college. I have one that's in college, one that's going to go to college.
Right.
In the state, because I totally support our state. And I know we get great education. Because
right.
I am from New York, so I know what that man was talking about. So anyway, I'm
done.
Thank you.
Great call. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay. And keep it here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, because we're going to talk about C&D all week. We got Andrew Romanoff on tomorrow. Also, too, Washington holding its breath over the indictments possibly coming down from Fitzgerald, the special prosecutor. And you know what? We'll have somebody on tomorrow morning. We'll have Judd Legum on tomorrow morning to talk about that as well. Have yourselves a good day and enjoy the sunshine. And don't forget, vote yes on C&D.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
We're looking to build a new facility. There's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service?